Jackson, and today we have another outstanding show band for you. Woo, boy, I tell you, it's been a great day. Got a good workout in this morning, so I'm feeling fresh and ready to go. So hope y'all ready to go with me. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, that's no problem. 347-838-8622. And yes, I do have my chat room back. All right. So if you want to join the chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. You go there, or you just go to the search box on blogtalkradio.com and put in Mr. Talk, and it'll bring you there also. All right, let's see. What else we got? You can send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at drivenforlife62. Also, you can leave a message on my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I've got to cover everything. All right. All right, y'all. So what's going on out there? Hey, it's what? Today is Thursday, February the 7th. I tell you, one more day and y'all got a day off, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, don't spend the days off. Don't forget Saturday, special Let's Talk edition, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I will have Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress on the show. A renowned artist and life coach. So y'all make sure y'all check that out, because it's going to be a good show. And the top of that show is relationships, conflicts, and resolutions. So make sure you write that down. What's up, Goofy Bone? I see you out there. We got a Jay Works in the house. I'm telling you, boy, we got some people out here today. I finally, my chat room finally come up, and I can see who looking at me. All right. All right, y'all. As I always do, I got this little disclaimer out there. Okay, the show covers some very touchy topics, and sometimes, you know, tempers flare and things are said that may offend some of you, okay? Now, let's be real. This is an adult show, and adult things get said at times. So, you know, I'm apologizing now, but you have to understand, it's said in passion, in the middle of an argument. Nobody really means it. So if you get offended or you get a little too sensitive, I apologize. But this is an adult show, and we talk about adult things. And it's just that easy, okay? I just wanted to say that. So as I said before, I apologize. Okay, now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, 347-838-8622. Give me a call. Today, the topic is atheism. Is it the new religion? And, man, I tell you, I'm looking for a hot one today. Now, yesterday we talked a little bit about science versus religion. And believe it or not, you know, in that conversation, there was some, we was about to get into a little bit of atheism. But, you know, I had to slow them down a little bit. I really did. Because I wanted to save it for today. All right. Hey, y'all know, usually I have a couple of stories leading up to the show, to the meat of the show. But today, I'm going to start the show off talking about atheism, and then we're going to get to the meat of the show. Or is that already the meat of the show? Who knows? Who really gives a fuck? Let's talk about this thing, all right? Now, okay, did y'all know most atheist gatherings are mostly white males And apparently, diversity remains quite an elusive dynamic among non-believers in the United States. Now, a recent survey of 4,000 members of the Freedom From Religion Foundation found that 90% were white, and men, white men, well, men comprised a majority. Among the non-believers, 72% are white and 60% are men, according. Now, this survey was done in 2008 by the American Religious Identification Survey, so I'm sure this is a little bit more now. However, you know, looking at it, it seems to be, it's growing. It's a growing belief. It really is. However, you know, it's not a belief apparently for a lot of minorities. I'm just telling y'all what I found. Okay, let's see. Hispanics make up 11%. African Americans just 2%. Okay, that's sample, man. Now, don't blame me. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. However, you know, apparently atheists are working to put a more diverse public face on their movement. And it's a new group, Black Atheists of America, drew about 25 attendees at its first national meeting in October. See, I never heard of them, so this is news to me. Also, last year, the Institute of Humanist Studies was born in Washington, D.C., with a goal of helping atheists become more diverse. But diversity remains elusive. In other words, they trying, but they can't get it in there. They can't get it in there. Hey, Lo, I see y'all, Deborah. All right. Now, believe it or not, they actually have a magazine. American Atheist Magazine hadn't been able to find enough Black atheist writers. This is just crazy. To fill a special Black History Month edition for February. And one theory says minorities tend to be more reluctant than whites to come out of the closet as non-believers, in part because religion and culture tend to be deeply intertwined with minority communities. Okay, according to Mr. Anthony Penn, a Black humanist and professor of religious studies at Rice University, and basically says within African-American communities, the question concerning Black atheists is, have they surrendered their allegiance to the principles and ideas that helped us survive? Who is us? And the concern is that the African-American atheists have surrendered some of what it means to be Black in a surviving United States. And they've lost touch with their tradition. So that basically what they're saying is a lot of reasons why we do not have a lot of Black atheists running around. Now, this is just a study I found. Now, let me be serious. I'm not saying this what it is, but hey, that's what the survey said, and that's what the people actually involved in the religion saying. I don't know. Can atheism be considered a religion right now, or is it more of a movement? I think that's a question which we would have to figure out. Yeah, and you know they have, and you know, I was trying to see if they even had any churches, and only thing I find the Atheist Alliance of America, First Church of Atheism, and American Atheist Incorporated. Now that's about as far as I can get. And the First Church of Atheism, you go to their little website, I don't know what they're talking about is making you a preacher. Yeah, they're talking about me, and the thing about that is, you have to believe in science. That's right. You can't believe in anything else. Science and reality, as they say. Atheism got so good now, they have billboards around the country with the message that reads, atheism is a relationship with reality. So, interesting. Hey, Shasta, I see you out there. Welcome. Let's see. Now, if you was like me, you wondered if they did have to, what happens at an atheist church? Well, apparently there is an atheist church in North London, and it's actually proven to be a big hit with non-believers, I guess, with other atheists. And And it was launched last month as a gathering for non-believers. And they have a master of ceremonies. They do not have a preacher. They have a master of ceremonies. And they had about 300 people crowded in. And I'll tell you, man, instead of hymns, the non-faithful get to pat their feet to sing along with Stevie Wonder and Queen songs. Okay, I knew it was Stevie Wonder. I don't know about Queen. And then there was a reading from Alice in Wonderland and a PowerPoint presentation from a particle physicist, Dr. Harry Cliff, who explains the origins of antimatter theory. Now, that's what they do in this church in London. And this is a atheist church, supposedly. All right, and for as far as the serious moments, the theme of the morning is wonder, a reaction based on the criticism that atheists lack a sense of it. They lack a sense of wonder. Okay. Of course, the audience was young, white, and middle-class men and appeared excited to be a part of something new and speak the void they felt on Sunday. I mean, there's a whole lot more. But the question came out, you know, a lot of them are concerned whether atheism is developing into a religion in its own right, with its own code of ethics and self-appointed high priest. And, you know, although some individuals in the group say no, a lot of them feel that it will become an organized religion. They say it's inevitable. A belief system will set in. There will be a structure and ethical outlook on life. And this from the architect Robbie Harris. So I guess he's the one who started this, this church in London. So that's just a little brief thing about, I see we got a lot going on. A little brief thing about atheism and what's going on around the world and in the United States as far as atheism. You know, I just wanted to put that out there before we get to the meat of the show, which we are about to get to the meat of the show. All right? And once again, the topic of the day is atheism. Is it the new religion? And I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Now, if you want to get in on the conversation, 347-838-8622. Join me on my chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Or just put Mr. Talk in the search bar, and it should bring you to me. All right. Now, let's get started with this atheism. I see my lines are already going. Not once, but twice, you know. So let me open up these lines, say hello, and get started. Hey, good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. Happy Thursday to you.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Slaw Dean from New York City. It's an excellent topic. Really very good topic.
Thank you.
But I'm so annoyed with seeing some of these shows. Anyway, I have some ideas about this. I think Chris Hedges wrote a book about, like, that I read it, When Atheism Becomes Religion. And I, you know, although I think what you described in England, that atheist church, I know that you have the secular humanists, which is something of a church. I think some of them, and I think even you said one of the adherents to that, members of that church admitted that, you know, they were kind of transitioning out of theism to atheism, but they, you know, some of the, you know, the cultural manifestations of it, like going to church, and so they that's like a part of the transition. You know, they were used to the fellowship and so forth. But what you were reading about in the black community, unfortunately, I think in the black community a strong theistic, quite frankly, dumbed down. Many of the great intellectuals, W.B. Du Bois, were atheists. James Baldwin, you know, Huey Newton, you know, a lot of them were atheists. We focus on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, you know, Patrice Lumumba, Julius Nyerere. You know, many of them were atheists, man. You know, George Jackson, they were reading, you know, Mao Zedong's Red Book. Even before he became a Muslim, H. Rad Brown, you know, he was an atheist, you know. But, you know, so, particularly in the 60s, you know, when Congress and the Cold War, a lot of the black members of the Black Power Movement, Black Liberation Army, were atheists, socialists. You know, they rejected all religion. So that's not unusual. I mean, at least it was like a flash in the pan in the black community. But I actually think atheism does have a place, free thinking, you know, but one thing that has happened, you know, people can become very sanctimonious whether they believe in God or not. They become very elitist, and I've met people who were didn't believe in God, and they were so self-righteous as though they might as well have professed a religion. You know, I met feminists who, you know, their dogma is feminism. So whatever you practice religiously is your religion, whether you believe in a higher power or not. If mm-hmm. you do it religiously, if you, you know, you're not open to feedback from others, if you're very rigid in it, that does become your religion. So, yeah, in essence, a person can be an atheist and have all the behaviors and manifestations of a theist.
Okay. I want you to hold that thought right there. Let me bring another call in, but I got a question for you on that thought
right there.
Okay. Happy Thursday to you. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Happy Thursday to you, too.
Oh, buddy. This is my buddy, Joe.
That's me. What's going on,
man? Joe. Listen, this is my man, Joe Montana. I've got his back, and he's got mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, Sal? You're in for a hard road tomorrow. I hear the weather in New York's going to be a bitch.
Oh, dude. Listen, I'm going to come out to Montana, man. It's my kind
Montana's
of town.
Got good weather now.
Whatever. It's 70 degrees here, so I ain't complaining at all.
Oh, where are you? Where are you?
I'm in Texas, so.
Oh, man. I'm in. Look at that.
Good weather there.
A Lone Star State. Uh-huh.
All right. Look, this is the question I want to ask. What does the atheist position offer people? Now, Joe, I know you say you're agnostic, so we'll
right.
see you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know, that's the first question. What does the atheist position offer people? What does it offer? Besides, okay, they say it offers chance to deal with reality. Is that really anything a position offers someone?
Well, it is. If you're always going to look for this mysterious creature in the sky as a crutch, because you know, if you ever listen to people, they'll always say, "Well, God will supply, God will provide, God will do this, and let's pray to God." And they're always saying, "If we can't fulfill our goal, then God is going to swoop down and He's going to take care of us." Well, if you have that kind of mindset, that means you're not really willing to go all the way towards your goal, because you're always thinking, like, the government's going to come in, God's going to come in. Now, remember, I'm an agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to believe in God, okay, fine, you know, fine with me. But that's my particular position on it. Now, I'm not talking as an atheist. I'm talking as an agnostic, because I believe in the possibility that there might be a God. But if there is, then God help us, because the God that exists, when you take a look around at the world today, has to be Satan. It can't be Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay. Something you want to put a good in on that?
I couldn't said it better. I mean, Joe really, I listen to Atheist Experience. I mean, I'm culturally Muslim. I mean, culturally, you know. Listen to Zionists, you know, Theodore Herzl and Golda Meir, they were atheists, but they, you know, claimed to be Jews. I think that, you know, agnostic is probably the best. And listen, the founding fathers were deists, man. They were very anti-religion. And even the whole concept, I agree with Joe. I mean, it's in the black, there's a certain magical thinking. It dumbs you down. You know, they're not really trying to evolve. They have this default kind of belief system that when things, like when the going gets tough, they, you know, they get on their knees and pray instead of being more proactive and doing research and science. And again, this magical thinking, man, they're so heavenly. I met black people in the community, particularly, so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. I look at other people in the other community, even if they practice a religion, they compartmentalize it and they still try to apply themselves to practical solutions. You know, studying the science, the physics, you know, learning about management, administrative techniques, and so forth. Instead
mm-hmm.
of, well, things aren't working, so therefore I'm going to just pray, and they're quoting the Bible as though it's fact, and it may or may not be. You know, so I don't know if there's a God or not, you know, and quite frankly, does it really matter? Because whether I pray to Him or not, or her, or it, it's still there. So, you know, so does it really matter whether you pray to it or not? You know, and what, even the concept that we have about God, well, He gave you a brain, use it. you know, use your brain, you know, and stop trying to escape responsibility for taking control of your life and the environment you live in by saying, well, it's all, you know, like, remember what Flip Wilson used to say? He said, the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Or God made me do it. Come on. No, you're responsible. You're responsible.
He went back on that
one. You're responsible. So, yeah, me and Joe, we're twins, you know?
Just about, yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, I got something coming out of the chat rooms. At the there is no God end, there is a leap of faith because you can't prove it. Neither can we. The symmetry here is disputable. I mean, whether the whole reality universe defaults to have been created by God or by some other still unknown method. Well, Shasta, what is that? That confused me. Let me bring Supreme. That's your girl, Joe.
Yeah.
So you got a girl on here, huh, Jim?
Shasta's good at times, but most of the time, no.
All right, Supreme, your mic is open. Welcome, brother.
What's going on, brothers?
Here we go.
All right, Supreme, how you doing, brother?
Come on, Mike, be heard.
Yeah, we hear you now.
Yeah, you're coming across better than Eric today.
Oh, whatever.
No, you're growing in and out, Eric, yeah.
Well, don't blame it on me. It ain't me. His blog talk, but go ahead.
Brother Eric, what do you mean by atheist? What's your concern?
Well, I spoke too soon.
Yeah. Okay. You say, what do I mean by atheist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? That's a good question. That's a very good question. Because, you know, I was going to say, first thing we need to do was actually find what an atheist is, according to the dictionary. And I say, a person who denies or disbelieves the existence of a supreme being or beings. Okay? Now, atheism is the doctrine of belief that there is no God. Disbelief in the existence of a supreme being or being. All right? So we're just going to leave it right there right now. So with that, with me telling you that, what you got to say?
Well, you know, like, we understand that everyone has different, a lot of religious folk have different denominations.
Man, you're breaking up a lot, Supreme.
Yeah, power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You know
what'd you do, switch phones?
I did yesterday.
No.
Go and switch the phone, switch your phones and come back.
Yeah.
I never switched the phones.
Well, then how can you say, can you hear me now?
What, can you hear me now?
You're breaking up a lot.
In a half a second? No. No, I'm sorry, Supreme.
Let me go come back.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
No. Hey, this ain't an AT&T commercial. What the hell? Can you hear me now? No, we can't hear you still, Supreme. Okay. Well, while he's doing that, okay. So, Joe, since you are agnostic, what is the difference between you and an atheist?
Well, an atheist doesn't believe in any type of God.
Mm-hmm.
No existence of God whatsoever. I believe in the possibility. Okay? So, I mean, there might be a God. I just can't prove that there is no God, that there is a God. And logically, to me, if I, just because evidence is lacking doesn't mean there's lack of evidence and vice versa. So, I mean, there's no evidence that a God exists doesn't mean that a God does not exist. But when I take a look around the world, and according to the definition of the all-powerful, almighty, all-good, all-merciful God, and plus we had a discussion on your show before about free will. I don't believe that people really have free will. So if we don't really have free will, then God cannot impose that particular penalty upon us just because he says, well, you have free will. Therefore, if you have free will, you have free choice, and you are responsible for going to hell. So if this God is so good and knows that his children are going to go to hell at the end of their lifetime, why allow them to be created? Why allow them, even if they have free will or not, to be condemned to hell? That's not an all-good, all-merciful God.
No.
So I say the probability is that this particular type of God does not exist. But again, if you take a look around the world, Satan surely can.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I'm not a Satanist. I'm just somebody who by default says, if there is no light, then most likely there has to be dark. And if the world is that dark, then most likely it's a God that really either is wanting us to feel pain or is allowing conditions which, if he was a good God, would not allow. Therefore, since we are feeling pain, like, you know, for kids who are born with cancer or, you know, or have suffered from depleted uranium in Iraq and other types of diseases which kids do not deserve, then why does this pain exist? So, you know, that's my philosophical bent on it.
Okay. Now, if that's the case, then here's something I'm going to put out there. Okay, according to the scripture in the Bible, and professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Surely there's no better description of the American atheist. In other words, you know, they're saying there's no God, but apparently there's scripture that's saying there is, and there's proof. So, I mean, how do they go about saying that there's no God? See, Joe, you really can't use yours because you believe there may be. See,
right.
So, yeah, but in this instance,
you're taking the Bible as presuppositionalism.
Exactly.
That's like me saying I believe that Superman exists because I read a comic book.
Because he said so. Yeah, he's God.
Superman the other day, in fact. Quit playing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Quit playing.
Okay. Okay, let's see, Shasta, I think Shasta is agreeing with you. Said that's true.
Oh, God, don't let her agree with me.
She said theism is belief in the existence of God with or without a belief in a special revelation. Atheism is the disbelief in the existence of God. I said that already. You don't know, woman.
Yeah, theism. Right?
Yeah, right. So here's the thing. So is it, can it right now, in this form that it's in, be considered a religion?
What, atheism?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I guess so. I guess some people can band together and form a church of non-believers, I suppose. Why not?
No, well, to that extent, yeah, because it can be, because theism is faith-based. And as Joe said, it's better to be an agnostic is more scientific because since it's evidence-based, right? Science is based on empiricism, evidence. Since there really is no evidence, there's actually more evidence to, they call it intelligent design. There's more evidence to indicate that there is an intelligent design, but it's not. So to say that there is no God is faith-based. You don't have any proof that there isn't any God. So to some degree, it is dogma. Say, well, there is no God. Okay, so what is your evidence there isn't any God?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, I see Supreme's back now. Hopefully you got a better connection. Go ahead, Supreme.
Yeah, you can hear me now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What is your you gotta understand is that a lot of people have different thoughts on the atheist. Some people see it as though religious folks see it as someone who don't believe in their particular religion. Or don't believe in a religion. Do you understand? We don't understand their beliefs. You know? A lot of folk, if you don't believe in one of the Abrahamic religions, then you're atheist, you know. So you've got to be certain what you're saying when you're saying atheist, you know. And, you know, yeah, so you've got to be certain.
Wait a minute. So basically what you're saying is if you don't believe in anything, you're automatically classified as atheist?
Some religious folk are stupid enough to feel like that.
Well, you're saying the religions say that. I mean, if you don't believe in
I never said the religion.
Mm-hmm.
I said some religious folk are like
that. Yeah, no, that's what I said. I was agreeing. Yeah. I was just like kind of paraphrasing what you said. You said that the three Abrahamic religions, if you don't agree, you're saying that if you don't agree with them, then their assessment of you is that you're an atheist just simply because you don't agree, even if you're practicing another religion, per se.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, but Poverty, you have said yourself that you are a God, right?
Yeah. I am of God. Yes, I am of God. I am of God.
Of God.
Oh, now you love God. Okay, okay. Well, thank you for classifying that. Okay.
Well, Supreme, are you 5% or are you 5%?
Nah.
Oh, okay, but
all right. I ain't no self-master myself and all
okay,
this rubbish. They just want to do what they want to do. That's all it is. They just want to smoke meat and have sex with as many women as they want.
Man. He's still going. You're going in and out again, bro.
Yeah. Let me bring somebody else in. All right. Okay. Hello, 254. You're on the air.
Mr. Eric, I don't know why you make this sound like I don't know what I'm talking about through the chat room.
Oh, God.
And Joe, keep on. I hear you, too.
Well, I wasn't trying to hide it, Shasta.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. So anyway, the question was, is atheism a religion? So it sounds like ain't nobody done no research.
You don't believe in God, Shasta.
Speak for yourself.
I do believe it. I believe in God. Yes, I believe in God. But I don't knock anybody who doesn't, though. Because how would that make me a Christian? Don't even make me go there. So I don't
judge
people.
You don't deal with religions, though. Don't deal with Abrahamic religions.
The only thing I wanted to answer was whether or not atheism was a religion. And they just say, basically, since it isn't built on supernatural beliefs, like being a Christian or believing in God is, then you can't classify it as being a religion. So I don't think atheists see themselves as practicing a form of religion. They don't see it that way. Just people who are not atheists seem to think that they're a whole other cult or something. It's not religion. They're not trying to make it their religion. They're just saying, you know, like the other guy said before, it's free thinking. I don't believe in anything. I don't have a reason to believe or not to believe, which would be theism, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? They're not trying to make it a religion.
Because don't meet up.
It's not a whole bunch of people trying to worship.
Man,
nothing.
Breaking up. You got a lot of people breaking up on the line. Several different lines are breaking up.
Shasta's coming across clearly, though. But
She's coming through. Maybe they're on Skype. Maybe they should get off Skype. I don't know.
Yeah, that may be it.
Are you using Skype, Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that's a hint.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. It's easier that way for me.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it is. In the same token, Shasta, they saying it actually is inevitable that it will actually become an organized religion. I mean, because they already have a belief system, right? They believe.
How did they have a? Okay, I want you to answer. Okay, because I'm not even an atheist, but if you're saying they have a belief system, what is it? I thought the fact was that they didn't believe in anything.
Well,
not believing in something, a belief
many of
system.
Them, like believing in the Big Bang Theory, for example.
Yeah.
You know, that's a belief system. That's a theory. And they believe that that's how the universe was created.
That would be stereotypical. Atheists don't just, and I'm not an atheist.
And you're confrontational.
But listen to what I'm about to say.
No. Yeah, well, you said people haven't done research. I have done research, and I cited a book by Chris Hedges called When Atheism Becomes a Religion. I read it. So, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I'm glad that you read a book
another
by
society,
someone. We
there's
all
a
read
society
books.
Called the Secular Humanist Society. It's been around for a long time. Which is, I guess you could say, is quasi-atheist. But they organize and they have their meetings and so forth. You could consider that to be like a congregation, but they have no belief in God. So, yeah, it depends on what species of non-believer that, you know, some are quasi-believes and some are just non-committal. They're different species of atheism. So somebody dogma and just believes unilaterally that there is no God and develops a belief system like the Big Bang Theory, that is dogma because there's no proof of that. So to that extent, it is a religion.
Okay, so back to what I was saying about
it's faith-based.
Whether or not it was a religion, not all atheists even believe it had to be the Big Bang Theory.
Exactly,
I said
there's different species of non-belief.
I don't even want to call. I don't even know if I would call them a species. Now we sound like they're aliens. I just want to say it in terms of.
Well, that's your interpretation of it.
I mean, yeah, because that's pretty stupid. It's just how
well,
we
now
all,
you're being
y'all
insulting, so I can call you stupid too now, I guess, right?
I said it's pretty stupid. You're being a non-listener. So if you
no,
heard what I said,
you're being rude.
Yes,
and you're,
no,
being,
you're being combative
and arrogant. And you're being
it's
stupid.
Not being any of that.
And
it's
you're
called
being
research. And like
and
I said,
dumb.
You can,
okay, whatever
you can have
you
a difference of
rude.
Opinion without being
whatever you
want to
call it.
Yeah.
Atheism is not
yeah.
a religion.
You're acting like a petulant child.
Okay,
to,
are, you done, are you done with the
adult.
Insults, or do you want to talk about the subject?
No, you're being rude. I'm taking you to task for that because you sidestepped an intelligent conversation. I opted to take a low road and be an arrogant bitch.
You felt like because you read one. You felt like because you read one book. Because you read one book doesn't
come. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Books
is the best.
Really?
The man read one book and he felt like he knew everything.
How do you think I just
read
one
book?
Joe knows me. I've been on a lot of shows.
Yeah,
don't know anything about me,
you
idiot.
Even if
he
only read
one
book,
you cited one book. You didn't cite many.
All right. Time out. Damn it. All right. Everybody take a deep breath. We're talking about atheism. We're not talking about anything else. Okay? Let's get back to the topic. Thank you. I told y'all I'm heavy-handed today. All right. Come on now.
You
right.
and your phasers.
That's right. Got to get control. Now, go ahead, Chapter.
The question was whether or not atheism was a religion. Then when he answered, his question was, yeah, because they have meetings and they're organizing, that makes it a religion. But then we have to look at the definition of what a religion is. Don't just look at atheism at all. You got to look at the whole thing around it, saying religion at all. Based on research, I just don't really see atheism as a religion. I just see it as a, you know, that's my statement. I don't believe in God. That doesn't mean I worship something that doesn't exist. Okay, let me break it down. For it to be a religion to me, I would have to be worshiping something because that's what we consider religion, the fact that we worship a supernatural being. If you're an atheist, you're not worshiping anything. So how is it constituted as religion? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let me answer that. Okay.
You're not worshiping anything for it to be constituted as religion, and that's the definition of religion.
Okay.
To believe in a supernatural being. They don't. So where's religion coming from? Because I don't believe, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just put that as a tag.
Twice. Do you want the answer twice or only once?
Well, really, I'm trying to break it down since y'all seem not have,
well, you
have
broke
understood
it down.
What I said
you
the first
did,
time.
You did break it down, Shasta.
Okay, so you're going to talk out of research or what you think?
No, I am going to tell you what I think, and then I'll let you discern whether or not what I think makes sense or not. How's that?
You ain't got to talk slow. Go ahead. What you think?
I'm saying the same thing as Sal, is that you believe what you believe about what atheists think. Now, if there are different types of atheists, and if they congregate together, and as a result of congregating together, want to have a church of atheism to worship the nothingness, the so-called reality that they believe exists, that would be a religion because they got together in some sort of structure to worship that. It doesn't mean all atheists think that way.
People would find a way to hustle that.
Huh?
So folk would find a way to make money out of that.
I can't hear you, Supreme.
I said people would find a way to make money out of that.
Well, if you get off that Obama phone, I can hear you.
All right.
The thing is, that's okay. I finished that statement. Does that make sense, Shasta?
Yeah, so
okay.
I heard everything you just said. I think the question is now, if you say there's different types of atheists, my question is, what are the different types? Just like there's different races and we can name those, like,
mm-hmm.
what would be the different type of atheist? That way I could understand what you're saying. Like, there's a different type. Okay, well, what type are we referring to if there's different types?
I'm saying if there are different types of atheists that congregate together. Now, for example, if you go to any particular state, and if there are, let's say they have a forum online, and if they congregate together, and if they want to decide to have some sort of church of atheism, that would be their particular organized religion, regardless of whether people like it or not. If they do that. I'm not saying that they do. I'm saying that atheists, just like everybody else, they can do what they want to do. And if that type of atheism exists, then you can't say there is no such thing as no religion of atheism.
I mean, I believe. I feel everything you're saying. I don't disagree with any of that. But
that's what Sal was
still
saying.
It still goes back to the word "if." You're saying if it exists, which means
exactly.
that we don't know it as a fact. We haven't talked to atheists for them to tell us, oh, we segregate ourselves into this group, that group, and that group. That's not a fact that we know of.
Right.
But that would be important to understanding atheism, right? To know the different types, like Christianity. We would need to know that there are.
The point I'm making is
Muslims,
that right. The point I'm making is that it's not beyond the realm of reason to believe that like two or three or four or five atheists got together, just like there are Goths who get together and they worship witches.
What would they worship, Joe?
Huh?
Okay, you said it's not up.
They might worship
the
Big Bang.
Oh, okay. So they just. Worship. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I can't help you.
I'm asking a question. Doesn't that have a name too? Doesn't that have a name too when we worship science? I thought that was another name for that, like Scientology.
I could also say, as an analogy, if there are people who worship Santa Claus, they can get together and worship Santa Claus. Now, we all know Santa Claus, at least theoretically, does not exist. But if these people want to worship that, that is their choice. And if it is their choice, they are the Church of Santa Claus.
So if they worship Santa Claus, does that make them atheists?
No, I said as an analogy.
Right. It was just a question. Just
okay.
to make you think. If they worship Santa Claus, does that make them an atheist? That means they don't worship the supernatural God that you do or I do. So does that make them an atheist?
No.
It goes back to the definition of what is an atheist to us.
Okay. Circular reasoning, you got me, babe.
Okay. So, I mean,
I don't want to misunderstand what an atheist is. I don't want to misunderstand these people like anybody else who's listening.
Well, the reason why we're having confusion, man, listen, I get kicked off of atheist websites because, man, there's no such thing as an atheist. That's why we're having these debates. What you're doing now, there's no such thing, man. Somebody called me an atheist, I let them eat their words. Call me
an atheist.
Because
there's no religion. It's not a religion.
No. Yes, but, man, but listen, though. Let's go back to the topic. See, the reason why atheists don't like me, because I get them like Joe's doing. It's a contradiction. See, when they group up and they say, I'm an atheist, I don't like Christians, I don't like this, they're another group. Okay? But, see, it's a contradiction because any ism, any word that you have I-S-M at the end, it's a belief. So when see that's why they confuse it. Because when they say ism, they're saying they believe in something. When you say you don't believe in something, it's still a belief. But, see, this is where the contradiction comes in. Religion, the definition of religion is you must believe in a high power, and that high power must change your daily life. It may give you a better afterlife, okay? And you're going to do certain type of rituals. So that's what Joe was doing. But
the only thing I wanted to say about what you had just said about getting kicked out of the chat room and them saying now that opens
because
my
I was
mind
speaking
up,
facts,
okay,
man.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing about that. What I'm saying is it opens my mind up to maybe there are types of atheists because I believe that every atheist that you meet is not going to say they hate Christians. They're not atheists just because they don't like Christians.
Right,
you know what
man,
I'm saying? Like,
what,
every atheist you meet might not say that.
Right, man. But see, what Joe was saying is what I'm saying. It's a contradiction because when they form
but
a
no one,
group
no
like
one
that,
said atheists don't like Christians. Did anybody else say that?
Whoa, what are you talking about?
He was telling a story about why he got kicked out of the chat room and how the atheists group together and say they don't like Christians. That's what his story was. So all I was saying is I don't believe that everybody who claims to be atheist says, oh, I don't like Christians because I'm an atheist. Different atheists probably have their own reasons for believing and not believing in a supernatural being, and it won't always have to be because they don't like Christians or right, they don't believe in God. You know what I'm saying?
But,
hey,
ma'am,
Sally,
I want to go back
there?
To a point that you just made, ma'am. I want to go back to your point.
Oh, he gone.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I want to go back to the point that she made, ma'am, and I'll try to tell you, and I'll explain to this very well to you. See, there's two types of scientists. They believe their religion, some people's religion, is the theoretical science, ma'am. Like that Stephen Hawking, that man in that world, theoretical science. Albert Einstein, theoretical science. Okay? And Scientology, theoretical science. But see, there's the natural sciences that we can live in. It's all communication. We can grow. It helps us, you know, with, medicine and computers and stuff like that. That's the natural sciences that we could do. But, yeah, it's a different realm. So when some people, quote, unquote, call themselves atheists and they believe in that, you know, and listen to them very well and see how they talk. If they believe in the Big Bang is a relief because, listen, no one has knowledge of that. Knowledge is limited, ma'am. If anyone says that they know how the world began and they know how it's going to end, you must shake that person and say, you're God. If I know, if I walk around like I believe and that it's true that I know how the world began and the end, I'm walking around like I'm God. And I'm letting you know, a person like me, I have no knowledge is limited, ma'am. There's no way that you can describe the undescribable. You can't describe the undescribable.
I hear everything.
Now, when I say this, ma'am, if someone calls me an atheist, I'll make them eat their words. Let me. Come on, call me one.
All I'm saying is the belief in atheism doesn't necessarily have to even coincide with the Big Bang theory. We want to say that, too, that all atheists believe in the Big Bang. They believe in science, so that's why they chose to be atheists. Unless you're an atheist, only you can say what your different reasons are for being one. All I'm saying is it doesn't have to be the Big Bang theory.
Right, but if you call yourself one of your religion, though, ma'am, that's what Joe is saying.
I've heard that three times.
Right, but that's a contradiction.
I've heard that three times that it was referred to the Big Bang theory.
And he's right. But I'm saying, even if they don't believe, no, I'm not. No, you can't define me, man.
So how do you know it to be right is all I'm asking.
Because if someone, listen to me, ma'am, learn something. If someone labels them, if someone labels themselves and says, I'm this, they're part of a group, and they're practicing something, ma'am, it's just like a religion. And look, that's why these scientists, that's why they kick me off, because I'm speaking fact. They never can argue because I'm asking you, what are you actually doing now? You dislike Joe is saying, and he's right. He's speaking actuality and fact. It's a contradiction. He's speaking fact.
I just said it. I'll say it again. If you speak with an atheist, which I have atheist friends who don't believe in God, they don't see it as a religion. And you're telling me as a non-religion.
Ma'am, why are you calling them something then, ma'am? Why are you looking at a group and labeling them something? That means that they must have.
What are you saying? That's what we're talking about. That's just.
Exactly. Listen to what I'm saying. Right. Listen to you. You're saying, I look at my friends and they are atheists. You just call them atheists. So you're describing them what they do.
Okay.
They must have some type of.
Listen to what I'm saying. You're putting words in my mouth.
Not believing in something is a belief, man.
But I've listened to you talk. So listen,
okay, I'm quiet.
In order
to hear someone else, you
have to be quiet.
Listen
so,
to me for a moment.
I got a question.
I got a question for Shasta. All right, Shasta, you say you got some friends that's, that don't believe in God. So,
yes, they used to live above you. Yes.
Okay. So... Okay, so you missed the opening of the show then when I said most atheists from a study that was done are young white males, right?
Okay,
so with that being said, you just proved a point. But see, here's the thing also. Just because, as you were saying, just because the atheists don't mean everybody, all atheists hate Christians. It's just not that way. Now, just like anything, yes, you have extremes of beliefs or, what they have going on. People who take it to the extreme. However, my question was, the way atheism is going now, could it be, is it moving toward being a religion? Now, there are some people in the atheist community that feel that it is moving toward, because they are beginning to have a set of beliefs and that they're going by. So,
well, where did you read that? Like, I'm trying to read that where you read that, because from I'm trying to read it where you've read it, because from where I read it, and everybody should, you know, Google now, do your own research. Do atheists consider that a religion? Because we're all speaking in terms of, oh, well, I've read, and, you know, this, and that. These people don't consider it as them practicing a religion.
Okay, man.
I thought that was the topic, too. Is atheism a religion?
Okay, now I'm going to ask you something, man. What does atheism mean?
You don't believe in a supreme being.
So hold on. Now listen to your definition. I just want you to listen to yourself. You've proven my point, but listen to you. You said atheist doesn't believe, so they must, don't believing in something is a belief. You cannot deny that, ma'am. That's a fact.
Let's go back to religion. So is religion belief? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, see, we're playing with words. Now listen to me.
Well, they all have meanings.
Are you asking me the question of the meaning of religion?
Right.
Okay, the meaning of religion is what my research has done and all of I have studied. They're saying the meaning of the religion is a belief in God. You have to have a belief in a higher power. That's one.
But hold on,
not just believing, you have to do rituals. And your daddy's life too.
So you're saying it would be a
exactly
system.
With
okay,
principles.
So
listen.
So I have a point too.
Okay.
Listen, religion is an organized collection of belief systems, cultural systems, and worldviews that relate to humanity. Okay, so that's what it is.
No. And sir, I can go get an encyclopedia that says that it must include a higher power,
Michael,
sir.
Michael,
hold up. Someone else go and look at what a religion is, and I guarantee
it
has a higher power.
The definition of religion. It's important to know that because you're
And everybody knows on this phone. If everybody knows on this phone, when we're little kids, and if someone asks us for religion, we thought of a higher power has to be in there. So you can read what you want, Mr. Talk. Everybody on this phone know that if you have a religion, we're picturing worshiping a higher power and doing daily rituals so you can have it promise you a better afterlife and a better daily life on earth. That's a religion. And you have to have principles, and you have to read these rituals. That's a religion.
Okay, sir, are we going off of what you picture or what the fact is? I'm looking for the fact, not what you picture.
The fact is, look, ma'am.
The actual definition of what religion was.
And I'm giving it to you. Okay, you know what? Okay, listen, I'm going to give you an actual fact. Since you don't want to hear my definition, ma'am, what I just gave you the definition of religion, you get a clear mental picture. You can look at a church and see what people go on church. Look, their rituals go on church every Sunday. They believe in a higher power, and they do rituals. How they do, they read the Bible, they may go to do this and that. So it's very clear, ma'am, what a religion is. It's very clear. What are you talking about?
Can I make my point now? The question that was posed was whether or not atheism could be saw as a religion.
Yes, because they group up like the Christians, ma'am.
Can I finish? So then we started discussing religion and what religion meant. So basically, out of everything that I got from everything you said, it's a system. It's a system of supernatural beliefs of some kind. Well, since atheism is not a system of supernatural beliefs, how can it be considered a religion?
It is, ma'am. It is a religion, ma'am.
All you can tell me is it is. But I've just broken it down to you by definition.
No, you didn't, ma'am.
Atheism is not a system of supernatural beliefs. That's what it's not.
Hold up. Do they believe in something?
it's not what I just say. It's not a.
Do they have a belief in something, ma'am? I'm asking you something. The definition of atheism. By your own words, you said they do believe in something. Not believing in something is believing in something.
Did I say anything? You're not listening to my definition. You got to.
Nothing is something, ma'am.
You're not hearing me.
Ma'am, fact is nothing is something, ma'am.
You're not listening. Did anybody else hear me say the belief in supernatural? It's supernatural. That's the whole point right there. I'm trying to make a point. Since they don't believe in a system of supernatural beliefs like Christians and other people do, how can it be considered a religion? I'm just going by definition. I ain't adding nothing to it or taking away from it. This is definition. That's all I'm doing. I'm not making up anything.
Listen, ma'am. If I was an atheist, let me put it to you. Let's say I call myself an atheist and I get on Blog Talk and I say, I want all atheists to call this and we're going to talk about atheists. You call their show and all of them will group and say, I'm like you, yeah, we're like each other. We believe in the same, we don't believe in God. We're like each other. And they're talking about Christians and saying, hey, this and that. And if you believe in this, it's the same thing. They're talking just like the church is. So you can do all you want. You can philosophize all you want. I'll be quiet. But look at actuality. That's what Joe was trying to say.
I hear you. But nobody's talking out of fact. So if it's not factual, it's hard for me to understand it and take it as such. You're just talking off of how you see it. But
no, ma'am. I'm speaking
to
fact.
Know, I wanted
ma'am,
to,
that's actuality,
I
ma'am.
I want to know book-wise what that meant.
Man,
that,
what
you
do
know,
you mean by
book
wise? Why don't you look at the world and look it for yourself and call it for what it is instead of running to a book all the time? Look at the world. Look
well,
at someone.
I want to know factually, since I don't know for myself, I'm not an atheist. So I can look around the world all I want to and judge based off what I see. But since it may not always be what it looks like, then I have to refer to something that may be more factual like a book. I don't want to just say what I think because this is what I saw or what somebody told me. I don't want to go off of that. I'm not an atheist, so
no.
I don't have those same beliefs. So all I can do is refer back to something that could maybe give me some similarity or something to base that off of, a foundation of some type. But I'm not just going to say, oh, because I saw something or I heard something, that's fact. I'm not an atheist. I don't know that. I just know, for one, that a religion and what you're considering atheism may, you know, could possibly be, I just don't see that. I just don't see it as being a religion.
See, when I tell you to look at something and call it for what it is, ma'am, you're saying that if I say, let's look, it's raining, and you come to the window and both of us look and you see it's raining, you can't sit up there and say, I'm thinking of it. I'm letting you know when you see things in the world, you call it for what it is. And when people group up, talk about a certain subject, say, I'm this, I'm that, I live my life like this on a certain principles like this and this, it's a religion. Well, I get to get it. If you're saying you don't believe in this, why are you grouping together talking bad about? And they do derogatory talk about people that believe in stuff like that. They do.
But that's why people don't want to, and that's another reason why people
on
don't
the
want
fly,
to be.
I would never
that's
come
another
up with a
reason
converse-
why people don't want to be religious is because of what you just said. You know what I'm saying? It like categorizes you. I'm a Christian, but I don't want anybody to say I'm
but
a
they,
religious.
But ma'am, they categorize themselves by calling themselves atheists. They call it, when you say is. You can't say nothing. It's still a belief. And you say a belief and they group up together. Listen, the only way I talk about religion, I wouldn't have it. Me personally, I wouldn't have this. Now, I'll talk about it if I come into it. But me personally, I wouldn't bring it up as a platform. Me personally. That's me personally. Because I'm not going to go ahead and say this is that or that. They're saying, this is who I am. I'm different than them. They're still a group. They're still like a religion. You got to listen to what Ben Joe is saying. So
okay.
If they're saying that they don't believe, don't label themselves. They shouldn't label themselves. They shouldn't define themselves.
All right. Well, her call dropped, so she may be called back in. But, you know, man, listening, y'all. Okay, Mike done dropped his call too. Well, it's just me, y'all. Wow, isn't it amazing how just to talk of religion just sets you off, and you have issues going on, and everybody's getting upset. Wow, this is just crazy. All right. Well, I'm gonna put this link in the chat room. You can go and read about the church in London, about the atheist church in London. So you can go on and read that there. You know. However, Ms. Shanta did say that she was a Christian, and by saying she's a Christian, she did label herself. I mean, that's it. However, you know, I think basically what's going on is everybody has a what's the word am I looking for? Everybody has a predetermined thought process of what they believe an atheist is. Okay? Now, we know an atheist believes. Okay, let me go back. There's two types of atheists, okay? There's two types. There's weak atheism, and there's strong atheism. All right. So the weak atheist is simple skepticism, disbelief in the existence of God. That's what that is. Now, strong atheism is an explicitly held belief that God does not exist. Okay? Now, some atheists believe in the non-existence of all gods. Others limit their atheism to specific gods, such as the Christian God, rather than making flat-out denials. So, you know, they're trying to take and put everybody in one complete category is the issue that we as humans have anyway. So if y'all want to talk about it, call back, 347-838-8622. But in order to make a conversation worthwhile, you have to be willing to listen to what the other person is saying. You know, if everybody's just trying to prove their part, prove what they want to say, and nobody's listening, nobody's learning. It's just that easy. I have some questions. You know, many atheists feel that the idea of God as presented by the major religions is essentially self-contradictory, and that it is logically impossible for such a God could exist. Okay, now Chastity chat room says religion is about as helpful to humanity as Dr. Seuss is to foreign politics. Now, okay, well, Shasta, I'm going to ask you this question. If that's the case, then a minute ago you said you were a Christian. So if you believe that about religion, how can you say that about religion then? I'm just saying. Isn't that contradictory to what you was just saying when you were on the air? I'll wait for your response. Hey, call back in. Come back in. But, wait a minute. I got Supreme. Let's see if he was Supreme still on the air. You there, Supreme? Okay, I think Supreme is having. Okay. Now, here's a statement that I really want to know about this one, y'all. So y'all can text me, send me emails, eric.gmail.com. Send me something to my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Shasta says she is a Christian, but she's not religious. How does that work? Please, somebody tell me, how does that work? If you're Christian, but you're not religious, but Christianity is a religion, am I not right? That's all I'm saying. So somebody please help me out with that, because I want to know what the difference is. Shasta says there's a big difference. So you just walking around with the label, but you're not practicing anything. You don't have a set of beliefs, ethics, or values, or morals that you believe in. Wow. And Carmen said, "How can Shasta be a Christian and okay sleep with women?" Okay. Whew, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, this is why we can never get to the bottom of anything as far as religion, because everybody has their own little thing going on and nobody wants to really listen. You know? Gosh, man. Okay, so maybe atheism is not a religion yet. Okay, but... From what the founder has said, it's headed that way. because there is a set of beliefs and culture standards and things that's beginning to set in. So yes, it's headed that way. Now, is it the new religion, the new thing that's being maybe? Because apparently there's a large part of the country that, you know, just doesn't. Either they're atheists or they're agnostic, as Joe is. You know, so. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know, y'all. Y'all help me out with this. Because I'm getting kind of. Based on what people generally mean when they distinguish spirituality from religiosity, yes, I can be spiritual but not religious. Okay, y'all help me out. Like I say, send me some information on that. Can you be spiritual without being religious? Now, atheists, they don't pull any punches. They tell you regardless, you know. Hey, you know, they don't believe in it. So, you know, Shasta says, when people identify themselves as being spiritual but not religious, they are suggesting that they do not need to belong to a faith community, a church, temple, or mosque in order to experience God. Okay. Now, here's my question once again to you, Shasta. You need to get on this phone. I'm talking to you in this chat room ain't working. But regardless, if you say you're Christian, Christianity is religious, is a religion, then you are religious. I mean, you say you don't have to go to a church, temple, mosque, that's fine. That's the way you choose to do it. That's the way you choose to do it. However, you are religious. Because you're speaking of being spiritual. Being spiritual is part of being religious. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all let me know, but I just want to know. I just want to know because I must have missed something somewhere. God dang. Okay, let's see. 903, mic's open. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, snap.
Is something you wanted to say?
Is this Mr. Talk?
Yes, it is.
Oh. I thought I was calling for Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's okay.
Yep.
But see, I tell you, it's one of those days. Supreme, you there?
It's my mic. It's my mic.
Huh?
Mic clear.
Yeah, I hear a little bit. You're off and on.
Off and on.
You need to fit that. Okay, I just got a message that says religion is tradition, Christianity is a way of life. So there's a difference.
Biblical belly said that.
Huh?
Biblical belly.
All right, Supreme, I barely can understand what you're saying. Okay, he's going to call back too. So, religion is tradition, and Christianity is a way of life. But once again, isn't Christianity a religion? Isn't it? Or am I looking at the whole picture wrong? But anyway, while we were waiting on I'll let the Supreme to call back in and stuff like that. So if atheism is not religious, then is it considered anti-religious? Can it be said that it's anti-religious? That it does not believe in any religion at all, which is not true because I don't know. I'm waiting for y'all. I need some input on this one. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, he was calling for Pizza Hut. I should have sold him a pizza. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. atheism. Okay, everybody seems to get then got quiet. If you want to join the conversation today, listen to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. The show is Atheism. Is it the new religion? If you want to listen to the, join the conversation, 347-838-8622. Email ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Or just place Mr. Talk in the search bar, and they'll come up to you. All right? Now, atheism. They believe in there is no God, okay? Some of them believe there is no God. Okay, that's what that is. Many feel that the idea of God as presented is, you know, just somebody's thinking of something. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm going to put it out like this for those that don't believe. You know, I can see the wind, but I know it's there. I can feel it. You know, so doesn't that mean you got to have faith in something? So if they're just dealing with reality, then aren't they contradicting themselves a little bit? Because the wind just didn't get here by itself. Right? I'm just putting it out there. The wind didn't get here by itself. The sun comes up, didn't get here by itself. I don't know. I'm just saying. What is it about atheism that brings out the worst in people? What is it about religion, period, that brings out the worst in people? Have we gotten to the point we're supposed to be so civilized right now to we can't even accept the thought of somebody else having a different process or religion than what we should have? You know, this is sad. It really is. I had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 callers hang up. Why? Why is that? Because we talking about atheism and nobody wanted to agree on what atheism was? Do you see something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that? I think it is. No, I really do. Now, oh, my goodness. Wow. And you know what the bad part is? We haven't even got close to an answer or a solution, a resolution, as Ms. Solution would say, about it. You know? Wow, this is just crazy. This is just crazy. So, Shasta says she's spiritual but not religious. I was told religion is a tradition, Christianity. What is it? I'll bring it back to you in a minute. Christianity is a way of life. Okay. So that's what I was told. Now, if that is the case, and Shasta says, I don't know what Shasta's saying. I mean, she made some good points, but I don't know. We'll work that one out. All right, y'all. If you want to join in conversation, 347-838-8622. If you want to speak, just raise your hand, hit number one, and we can have a conversation about atheism, religion, what the difference is, what it means. You know, does God exist? You know, do you think he don't exist? What you want to talk about? I see everybody coming in again. Okay, we may get a conversation going. But why can't we have a just... Okay, Shasta says, being religious is a way of doing things. For instance, some religions demand that a woman wears a hat or dress a certain way or don't eat certain types of food, the practice of certain rituals, etc., etc. Christianity, on the other hand, is a lifestyle. Okay, we just said that. Uh-huh. But doesn't the two go hand in hand, though? Or maybe not. Let's see if we can get Supreme a little bit better now. Go ahead, Supreme.
Is it coming better now?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Where's your people on that?
Okay, I didn't hear anything you said then.
Huh?
I couldn't understand you.
I'm going to call it on my phone, don't worry. I'm coming back.
Okay. Okay, so Shasta says, so you can be a Christian and not religious. Wow. Okay, all right. All right, with the things I say, I guess that is possible. Isn't that defeating the purpose? I mean, really? Isn't that really defeating the purpose? I'm just asking. I'm just asking the question. Because I never thought about you actually going to be spiritual without being religious. Because if you're being spiritual, isn't there some type of set of morals, ethics that you have to go by? Or you just be spiritual without any of that? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm just asking. Because it sounds to me like, I don't know, that's kind of crazy. I know they say it's a tradition. Right? Religion is tradition. Christianity. We keep talking about Christianity. What about spirituality? What does that fall under? Y'all shoot me some emails and some things in chat room. Let me know, because I'm curious about this now. What's the difference between spirituality and hello, you're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Eric, what's going on? I called in to help you out.
Well, hello, Mr. Solution. How are you?
I'm fine. What's the problem?
Oh, you missed all the fireworks.
Yeah. Create the necessary fireworks. What's the growing concern?
Right now we got in conversation about atheism. So yes. Now we're talking to Shasta in the chat room. He said Christianity is not a religion, it is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, just believing in God, not all. Okay. Basically what she was saying is you can be spiritual without being religious. And I was asking someone to explain that to me. It said religion is a tradition. You think that what they said? Yeah. I think I was told religion was a tradition.
Well, yeah.
And Christianity is a way of life. Yeah. And we strive, when I say we strive to be righteous, not religious. Okay. All right. So those are some of the responses that I'm getting to the question.
Yeah, at a higher level, that's true. Christianity is about the person of Christ, and there's a separation between the dogma of a religion and the actual person. So in Christianity, when properly understood, it is solely about Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And Jesus limits the essence of all reality as pointing to him and his being the owner and possessor of it. But I think, something, I was listening to the show earlier, I think Saul referenced this point, and that was that you don't see a translation of beliefs into an uplifting lifestyle. And that is for most of the practitioners. And I would say particularly that's true in the black community. George Barner, he's a demographer, a Christian demographer, and he's often referred to. And he made the observation that even though black Americans testify to being the most religious, their religion is the least effective for them. Now, I'm sort of loosely paraphrasing what he's saying, but I think I'm capturing the essence of it. Their religion, their religiosity, I should say, does not translate into practical benefits. Every other, practitioner of their religion, they really get something in return. Now, I guess a distinction can be drawn or a demarcation between the parishioners and the pastors. Now, I think, you know, with respect to the pastors, there is a translation of tangible benefits based on their practice of their particular of Christianity. Let me just be candid there. Pastors reap much more than the average, I'm just going to say, knucklehead parishioner, because they don't. And the reason for that is, in my estimation, is that with Black Americans, religion has not gotten past the emotional stage. It's all emotion. Now, emotions are good, but emotions are just temporal. They do not allow one to really operate and establish very much other than the emotional. And so that's the reason nothing long-lasting occurs. I'm about to go and take a nice trip through a particular enterprise zone, and I love doing that. I actually love smelling success. Oh, it smells good. Anyway, I like driving through or riding through these enterprise zones because, you know, people are enterprising. They're creating things. They're supplying the needs of their communities. And it's like I said to you before, and this won't change, even though we may forget it. Those criteria that I gave you, having your bills paid, having that 1 year's cachet or, you know, stash, reserve, as it were, and having had that elimination, those are going to be very important going forward, as they say. So people who don't meet those criteria, and I guarantee you a lot of people who call in here and yap, they don't meet those criteria. Not only do they not meet them, they're not even working toward them. So basically what they say is going to be dead air anyway, because whatever they believe, guess what? It's not working for them, regardless as to what it is. And atheism, although I heard Shasta's comment, it doesn't conform to every characteristic of religion, but there's enough conformity to identify it as a belief. And Michael was right. I heard some of Michael's expressions, as it were, and he was definitely correct on that point. Now, see, I can be accurate with Michael, although he pisses me off by he just stays in your face without ever, you know, taking a breath. But he was correct on that. Atheism is a belief, and it conforms to that. And they worship either themselves or they worship the opposition of there being no God, which is really foolish, by the way. I had a couple of notes here, just a couple of observations. It says, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. And also it points out that I know in Romans it says, since what may be known about God is plain to them. He says it's plain because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And obviously, men includes women. That's a generic term. Mankind is without excuse. So I think that's the greatest question we have to answer. I was listening to Christopher Hutchings last night, just coincidentally, and he really sounds stupid. I mean, he has a nice voice, nice bass and everything, and a British accent, but really he conforms to the definition of a fool, make no mistake about it, because he has gone to his reward, or whatever that may be. But now, my position is this. I hope a person changes. You know, Jesus has shut it up to just him. He's the way. No one else dead and came back. There's not a historical record of them having done so. And I understand that there can be objections, but that record seems to be quite weighty. And, I mean, if a person just wants to go solo, fly by the seat of their pants, with the heavens declaring the glory of God, and, you know, it's one thing to F up in this life, but if you F up in the eternal life, you're kind of F'd up. That's my observation. So I know Tom Likas claims to be an atheist, and I listen to Tom, and trust me, I love good arguments. There's nothing I love too much more than a good argument. And I find that on this particular issue, he's very weak. Now, his position is maybe futuristically we'll discover there is no God. I think this is a test, personally. The things that Joe brought up, you know, in my discussion with atheists, those who understand that they are atheists, and I know Joe says he's an agnostic, which the word agnosis, that just means ignorant. They don't have enough information to come to a conclusion regarding God. The atheist who goes ahead and makes the bold statement, there is no God. And Mr. Midnight Movie, for example, and I like Mr. Midnight Movie, by the way, but he says he's an atheist. Mr. Midnight Movie is not smart enough to be an atheist. To be an atheist, you've got to really be smart. And knowing 1/10 trillionth of available knowledge in the world, or less than that, 1/10 trillionth, or 100 trillionth, however, or 1 trillion trillionth, all
wow.
that you don't know. And I'm just not speaking oppositionally. There's plenty of evidence for God. I gave you that Google figure yesterday.
Right.
That's a hell of a figure.
Yes, it is.
You know, a decimal point with 122 zeros, and if you remove just a few of those zeros, life is not possible. That's fine-tuning, man.
Very
we
much
want to
so.
Say, you know, I was talking to this guy once upon a time, and he claimed to be an atheist, and I noticed it's consistent. Atheists are not smart enough to be atheists. But he told me, well, you know, things can happen by chance. First of all, chance is just a mathematical equation. Chance has no power to do anything. But, okay, I understood what he was trying to say. But I gave him an example that he possibly could understand. And I said, you take all the pieces of a beautiful automobile, which he liked automobiles, this sort of thing. And I said, you put those pieces in a hopper. And you can do this trillions and trillions of times. How many times would you have to wind that hopper in order for a brand new European car or top-of-the-line American car, whatever the parts, you know, conform to, how long do you think it would take in order to, for just chance, as it were, using his argument, to produce that brand-new car?
Mm-hmm.
And he just went, ugh, because he understood the point. It's stupid. The moment you start to rotate that hopper, not only are you, first of all, you're never going to get the car, but the moment you start to rotate that hopper, you are ensuring that you will never get the car because those parts are going to start to bang together and destroy each other. You follow me?
I follow you. Well, hold
yeah.
on, Mr. Solution. We got somebody else want to join in. 870, you on the air.
Solution, I like the way you put that, man. You know, I agree with you sometimes, and sometimes I disagree with some things you say, but I that was one of the best examples that you could have gave you there. And to me, it was, you know, basically talking about creation. You know, you can put that metal and stuff in there, and you can turn it as much as you want to. You ain't going to get nothing. You can't get nothing out of nothing. I mean, something had to create this entire situation. And I've been kind of sitting back waiting for somebody to at least think that, and I didn't think it would be you, but it was.
You don't listen to me very often or very carefully.
Yeah.
You notice I say the same thing each time. It just may be in a little bit of a different format, but it's the same information.
Yeah.
I say the same information every time, too, and I say it simple. See, I sit back and I listen to you for, like, so much time.
Please.
I ain't be quiet. I ain't say anything. But, see, you're the problem. See, what your guy's talking about, a creation, see, that's the problem. See, you can never describe the undescribable. See, you got listen to the conversation. See, instead of worrying about that, we need to worry about what's on this earth and
what are you talking about? What's undescribable? What are you talking about?
Genesis. That comes from a man's mind.
What is undescribable? Define what you're talking about before you go on.
The creation of everything, sir.
Oh,
and the ending of everything.
Creation is undescribable.
Right. So any time you describe... anytime that any man, I'm going to speak in fact, sir. Watch this. I didn't cut you off, and I'm going to say this one short sentence, and I'll be quiet. I'll listen to you. If any man on this world who's ever put his foot on this soil here, on this globe, ever wrote down and described, I don't care if it was a scientist, religious monk, or whatever, described the way the world began and the way the world's going to end, those people are coming straight from thought. Because there is no way, if I could describe the way how the world began exactly, the way it began, and if I can describe the way that the world is going to end, I'm God. There's no possible way that you can do it.
Michael, allow me to have it. It's indescribable.
So I'll listen to you, but my point of it is that you cannot describe it, sir. You can't describe it. You can't even describe God, sir. So how can you even talk about something that's called God?
You are describing something.
No, I'm not.
You are doing the very opposite of what you are talking about.
Huh.
You're contradicting yourself.
Tell me, and I'll be quiet. If you tell me how I'm contradicting myself, I'll be quiet for the whole show.
This is what I'm about to tell you if you'll be muzzled. The point is this. Certain things have to be revealed to man. Certain things have to be revealed to us through our parents or those that were there, and I'm going to go ahead and extend that to God also. Revelation, you may want to look that word up. And you're right. In this sense, no man can say exactly what happened because they weren't there. However, we do have a record that claims to be from God. Now, we can...
Hold on, no. You said claim. Hold up. You said claim. You're an attorney. You use the word. I love that. You are very articulate. That's why you're an attorney. You said claim. The case was a claim, sir.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's go back to that word claim.
All right. What I'm trying to say to you, you are such an...
I'm smart, just like you, sir. I'm just like you. That's why you hate me. I'm just like you, sir. But in a different way. No, I'm just like you in a different way, sir.
No. You're a bitch.
Wait. Okay.
You said claim.
Can I ask Michael a question right before you finish, Solution?
Lets you finish with his idiot whinings.
Let me ask him a question before you finish. Michael, what exactly do you believe? I mean, do you just believe we're here just to live and to die, and that there's nothing else behind it? Do what you want, or accomplish and achieve whatever goals you want to, and then just die. What exactly do you believe?
Sir, there's no believing. There's no believing. I know fact. I know that I'm born. Hold on. I'm saying there's no belief in me, sir. Why should I believe in something when I can look at the world and I know things that I can do? See, y'all think that I say that we shouldn't think. No, I believe in creativity, sir. I believe in someone can come up with their mind. They can create something. They can name it something. Yo, you can perform the arts. You can make movies and that. But I'm not going to take I don't go to the realm because they're in a realm where that belief, that mind that comes out of somebody's mind, that belief that they can't prove, that they can't measure, that you can't see, going to rule and dictate somebody, sir. That's what
right,
we're talking
about. Let me ask
you
a practical question,
Michael.
No,
I'm asking, he's asking me to think why I don't believe in a creation. I'm letting you know there's no believing in me. Listen, I'm on this earth with you. Me and you are on this earth on this phone. That's just fact.
It would be stupid since we have a creation. But look here, allow me to.
But I want you to describe.
Look,
if you say I'm stupid, I want you to describe it.
Allow me to
if you
ask
say
Michael
I'm stupid,
question. Michael,
I want you to describe
have,
it and teach me.
Michael, I just asked the question. I just asked the question, man.
Okay,
there's no believing, sir.
It's reality and facts.
Now I want to hear what solution was trying
well,
to
Well, what I
want to
ask Michael is a question that I think goes to the heart of this.
Why
Michael, are all your bills currently current? Are all your monthly bills current? Do you have a year's salary in reserve, and have you had an elimination within the last 12 hours? Would you answer those three?
Yes. Well, first of all, clarify what do you mean by elimination in the last 12 hours so I can get a mental picture of that.
Okay, a bowel movement, not of the mouth, of the rectum.
Yes, I will answer all three questions, but I want to let you know the answers is going to be factual information because I can prove
it to
you.
Just give it to me. Just answer.
Yes, I did have a bowel movement in the last 3 hours. That's a fact, okay? I did flush the toilet. All my bills are current. It's a fact because I can show you my bills, and there's a mathematical calculation to that. I can give you a reference to it, date and time. It's a fact. Okay, and I can give you my bank account, date and time, fact. So all those, though, the answer to you, yes, and they're facts. I can prove them to you. They exist.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, now the thing of it is, what that proves is at minimum you have applied whatever knowledge you have to your personal life. So congratulations on that. Go ahead.
Right, knowledge of facts, sir. Knowledge of facts. What are you talking about, knowledge of facts, sir? I'm not stressing my hello.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, knowledge of facts. I dare one of y'all call me an atheist. I dare one of y'all. I don't speak like one. Atheists kick me off their show. See, I'm myself, sir. How dare you label me? How dare you label me Mr. Solution? How dare you? Call me one. Define me.
Michael, did you have to label?
But I'm just letting you sit. Now, you know, I'm going back with what he said. Like, I don't have to believe in nothing. And I'm going back with what your caller said. I don't even get into that realm, sir.
Well,
because
Michael,
I know it
divides.
Mr. Solution, listen, I know it divides us, sir. I'm looking at actuality and facts, and I observe the world, and I know when we get into that belief and religion, I know it divides all of us.
Hold on. Let me bring Shasta in. Okay, Shasta, you there?
Yes. Oh, the only thing I want to say just from listening is whether or not I got my bills paid every month or I got something saved in the bank or whatever, all that has nothing to do with the topic of conversation. So for everybody else in the world who's listening to the topic,
That has nothing to do with atheism or religion. That's your core. That has everything to do with everything.
Where does that say that in the
Bible? It shows that you're speaking from at least, as Michael likes to say, at least
you're coming. Where does it say that in the Bible?
At least you're coming from an area of stability.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
Well, it says that in the Bible of life.
Where does it say it in the Bible that I read?
Well, what you're saying is you shouldn't have your bills current? Is that what you're saying? Your monthly bills shouldn't be current?
No, sir. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that
I'll tell you, number one.
Oh,
okay, you just
today.
Ask a question. I'll answer you from the Bible. It says, owe no man nothing but love.
And that's all? All of that has to do with today's topic
okay,
of atheism and whether or not that could be a religion?
The Bible talks more about money than it does salvation. Are you aware of that?
But what money has nothing to do with whether or not I'm going to be saved and go to heaven?
Well,
so
look,
you messed up if you
say
to other people that money is whether or not money is not going to get me to heaven.
But,
either way.
Hold on.
Neither is having my bills current going to get me to heaven today.
But Mr.
You're
Solution,
the point entirely. You
can
don't
you?
Understand the point.
But no,
I don't,
I'm just
because
listening
you're not
a
making one.
Instead of trying to insert ignorance, you could
well,
learn something.
It's ignorant to tell someone, are your bills current? Do you have such and such in the bank? Come on
Buster,
now, no matter
you
what.
You don't know what
look,
you're talking about.
No matter what the hell you believe on earth, everybody knows that that's not the basis of getting nowhere that you're trying to go. That doesn't
Buster,
mean what money I have.
Salvation is something
has nothing to do
does.
With money. Salvation has nothing to do with how much money I got in my bank account. That's what you're trying to tell other people listening? No, because you make no sense at all. You turn today's topic into whether or not somebody can pay their bills and have their shit current.
I heard that other guy call you a bitch.
It doesn't have anything to do with the topic. You jump off into philosophical shit that never has anything to do with the topic. Let's stay on topic.
I understand. That's what. That's the reason.
Conversation is what?
You don't understand. You're ignorant.
What's
you are ignorant
topic?
Of the issue.
The only ignorant person talking is someone who's way off of today's topic.
You don't,
you,
no topic
you
matters
in
to you.
Off of today's topic. But you call
no,
in
no
off
topic
of the
matters.
Topic. We don't want to hear what you want to talk about. We want to hear about today's topic and whether or not you have true facts on what the topic is.
But obviously, I listened to this show for about an hour, and there were no.
And you still haven't commented on the topic.
Okay, well, why don't you just go and shut up and listen?
Comment on the topic. That's all I'm saying for everybody who's listening. If you're going to call in, we want to hear what you're saying about the topic of the
okay,
conversation.
Okay, we know
that's
what we're talking
about.
You are not the show host.
Gee, you're talking about everything that doesn't have to do with the topic, so it sounds real stupid. Right
Shasta,
now, we're
just
concentrating
ignorant
on atheism and what it has to do with religion. So if you're going to call in, give us
you don't know
on
what
the
topic,
which is atheism and religion.
Just
what,
like the guy
is,
said, you're a bitch.
All right, all right, all right. All right, enough. Good Lord.
Eric, she doesn't know what
the
hell she's talking about.
He's not even on topic. He ain't said shit about atheism at all.
Well, there's been a lot said about atheism. You're not going to accept anything anyway. And all
I'm
saying
is, I'm in the chat room talking about the topic, but I can't even get conversation on the topic because everybody else is everywhere else. Can we stick
ma'am.
And whether or not it's the new religion. That's what the topic is. What do you have to say about atheism and whether or not it's the new religion? That's what I want to know. That's why I called in.
Excuse me, ma'am. You had a conversation with me. This is Michael. Did we have a conversation on the topic, just yes or no?
We're not done with that conversation. Yeah, we had somewhat of a conversation, a little bit, but I don't have any facts yet.
No, did we have a conversation?
No,
I'm asking you a question. Did we have a conversation when you spoke to me, when we dialogued, did we have a conversation on today's topic?
That's obvious.
Okay, but you said everybody that you talk to is talking about somebody else. When I talk to you, ma'am.
But I'm not talking to you. But look, though. Let's be smart. I was talking to Mr. Solution. So when I was talking directly to him about what I was saying. That had nothing to do with you. I know you want to put yourself in it, but all I'm saying is when he calls in, just comment on the topic of what we're talking about, which is atheism and whether or not that's the new religion. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in what people see that as. I'm not interested in whether or not you just saved up to pay your bills every month. That ain't the topic of conversation.
Right. You're a liar, Chris Shasta. You're a liar.
Whatever. Call it what the fuck you want. I need you to read the topic of conversation just like you would the teacher ask you in class and comment on what the hell you've been asked, not everything you want to comment on.
You are not interested in the topic because if you were interested in the topic, you would already understand.
Eric, can we please get back to the topic? I've commented on it numerous times in the chat room, and it still hasn't been talked about.
Okay,
I'm
going to ask you.
For what we're supposed to be asked.
Okay,
watch this. Shasta, what about the topic? What about the topic do you want to discuss?
Wow, I'm glad somebody asked me that. Atheism and whether or not it's the new religion. We're talking about religion, what religion means, and whether or not that can be connected to
No, it's not the new religion. It is a religion, but it's not the new religion. Atheism has been around for thousands of years.
Okay, but what we were, what me and Michael were discussing is whether or not the way that you see atheism today, the way that atheistic people describe themselves, do they see it in terms of religion, and can you classify it in terms of religion? To Michael, my description to Michael.
Okay, I'm about to answer you once you finish.
But let her finish then.
I'm listening.
Go ahead. Well, Michael, you step aside. You're an idiot yourself. Okay, the point is repeat your question. Michael interrupted.
Okay, my question was atheism, the way that it looks today and the way that people speak in terms of them being atheistic, is it a religion?
Yes, it is a religion. I said that to in terms that it's a belief. Michael hit on that, touched on that earlier. Yes, it's a belief. Now, atheism is a denial system. That's what atheism means, no theist. So they are based on a denial. And most atheists will not, most atheists, and I've debated with atheists, most atheists are ignorant. They have a very limited amount of knowledge, and they use that to make a comprehensive universal statement. It's absolutely stupid. Now, Eric read the definition of atheism at the opening of the show, and at minimum, no one could be an atheist. They don't have enough information to be an atheist. Do you understand that?
Okay, I can agree with that.
They don't possess enough factual information to be an atheist. If you think about all the knowledge in the world, all the relevant knowledge, all the knowledge, period, they have a very infinitesimal amount of the world's knowledge. And yet they're making a statement about a supreme being? That is the height of stupidity, and they probably should go to hell.
Okay, well, the way, because I'm not judging anybody, but the way that I'm looking at it in terms of definition, I like to talk on facts, not just something I heard or what somebody told me. I'm going to do research. So just based on the definition of what a religion is or what a belief is and what atheists believe, we all come to the common ground that atheists are saying, okay, there's no God. We can all come to the common ground that they have the conviction that there are no gods. But I also come to the conviction that to be religious, there has to be a system of beliefs, like rituals. Michael mentioned practices and rituals and rules and doctrines and dogma and things like that. That comes with the system of belief that you have. Well, atheists don't have that. They don't have
they
rituals.
Do. It's just,
and,
wait a minute. You're wrong about what you said.
Let
they
me
do.
Finish. Let me finish. Can I finish, though? Let me finish, and then I'll let you...
Finish, though. If you answer, if you give such a long question, I won't be able to
answer. No, but let her finish, Mr. Solution.
Let
her finish, man.
Let me finish, and then I'll let him. Okay, anyway, I see it as they don't have any practices. So although there's, you know, lots of opinions by people who describe atheists, they don't have a conviction, and that's the primary characteristic, right? They don't concern themselves with God. We see that. But if that's just the absence of a religious belief, then it's not faith, which is questioning a belief that doesn't require proof. You see that as faith, right? It's a belief that you don't even have proof in. We believe in God. We don't have proof that he exists, but we believe. That's faith.
Go ahead and put a period behind your question, put a question mark behind your question.
Since they don't have faith, how is it a belief which makes it a religion?
Everybody has faith. The word atheism... No God. They are dealing with God. They're just saying there is no God. And they formulate arguments. They meet together. They do have rituals. Meeting together, Shasta, is a ritual.
Okay, all I'm saying is atheism is simply the absence of a primary religious belief. And it's not a faith. It's not a faith.
Wait a minute. You're wrong about that. It is a faith.
They have a platform. They shouldn't have a platform. They have a platform. Use the word platform. They shouldn't have a platform.
Okay, what's their platform? What is their platform?
You can see it. What do you mean? What's their platform? I want you to open up your eyes.
Esther, this is the problem. You're refusing to acknowledge the facts. Why are you taking this position?
Okay, this is my question to you, Mr. Solution. You're saying that I'm not.
Okay, well then, why are you taking this position? It makes no sense.
Listen, I'm taking a position. Okay, the question is whether or not it's a religion. I'm not atheist, but you can only get an atheist mind perspective if you're answering that question.
Everybody has told you, yes, it is a belief system. It does conform to the fundamental characteristics of a religion. Yes, it does.
And I'm saying that it doesn't. It's the same way that I'm a Christian and I'm not religious.
Ma'am, I want you to open up your eyes. See,
some things you can get from the book. And I'm not religious.
You've been running your motor mouth for.
So what do you call yourself an atheist? Do you call yourself an atheist?
It's like me being a Christian, but not being religious.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you a question. Miss Solution, hold up. Miss Solution, ma'am, what do you consider yourself?
I'm a Christian, but I am not religious.
Solution, you better get him before I get him.
Miss Solution.
No way of shutting your ass.
What are you going to get?
This is my point. My point is there are more educated, erudite people on this line than I am. I recognize that. They have told you the same thing that I'm telling you. If you play the tape back, and I encourage you to listen to this tape, you're asking the same dumbass question over and over again.
But you couldn't give me an accurate answer because you're not atheist. Is my
question? You're not either. Your position makes no
That's why it's a conversation, because you're not an atheist and neither am I. So neither one of us have definite facts because we're not atheists.
It's a stupid conversation. Your question has been answered.
So what I'm saying is when you're coming on the line, you're speaking like, all I have is facts. This is factual.
Your question has been answered. You don't want to answer.
You can't be factual if you don't even know. And all
ma'am,
the
you
man
want me
and
speak
all facts that,
to
Michael,
oh, no, no, no,
know
no.
either.
Ma'am, when you spoke to me, I gave you all facts. And if you want me to give you all facts, ma'am,
give me the definition of religion. You couldn't even
what
give me the definition of
about?
Religion.
What are you talking about? I did. What are you talking about?
No,
ma'am.
Eric, are you there?
I just want to say something real quick.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Joe.
Eric, I want to state this to you just to clear up the confusion. You operate as the arbiter or the umpire of your program. Now, Crystal's question, or Shasta's question, been answered I've heard it answered several times. I've answered it. I agree with the answer that was given to her previously, and I independently arrived at that same conclusion. Now, I would say, what does she...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last bit.
Excuse me?
I didn't hear the last bit of what you were asking.
Everybody has told Shasta, has explained to her that atheism is a religion as practiced. Michael has said it. I think Sal Hadeem said it.
A religionist would say it. Someone who is a religionist would
say
that.
I didn't say that. That's my question. Since when does atheism conform to the precepts of a religion?
Factual information? Oh, my goodness.
Please do.
I'm not going to run to a book. Joe, if you want to say something because you haven't talked, I'll be quiet.
Oh, all right. Okay, here's my question. Since when has atheism conformed to the precepts of a religion?
Can I answer that?
Oh, okay.
Yes. It has. They have a platform. What are you talking about? When you say atheism, you say
atheism is a word. Just because it ends with an
A. And it has what is the meaning of it? And it has, hold up, Joe. Hold up, Miss Solution. Hold up, Miss. Hold up. You're not going to confuse me. Any ism means belief. Any ism is a belief system. Is am I right or wrong, Miss Solution?
Every
yeah,
ism
you,
you
is said
a belief
it before.
System.
Go ahead, Michael.
Because he's trying to. Because he's trying to.
Michael, you need to listen. How does
listen,
it conform to
Michael.
That of a religion when religion, Michael, you've already defined as having rituals, right?
Yep.
So if you
but
have
they
rituals,
do because listen because when I go to listen because when I go and get kicked off of their sites, I'm letting them know that what they're doing, what I'm listening to, they're doing
right.
the same thing. Listen to me, I did an actuality fuck a book. When I go to their websites, I say, look at actuality, look at now. You're cutting me off. I'm trying to answer your question, and he's cutting me off. I'm quiet. Miss Solution,
okay,
just answer the question.
Anybody, what are the rituals of atheism?
I was trying to tell you,
and
you cut me off, Joe.
Nobody
I was just trying to give you, I was giving
none.
You a factual information, and you cut
okay,
me off.
I thought you said you were going to be quiet, Michael.
Well, he never
if you said
that.
You were going to be quiet, that meant that you were going to be quiet, which meant it was my turn to jump in. So
well,
if,
he
you're
never
going
means
to,
that,
if you're
Joe.
Going to answer the question, I'll keep quiet.
I have the definition of atheism, the doctrine or belief that there is no God. It's a doctrine, and it's a or it's a belief.
So how does it become a religion automatically?
Based on that, yeah, it meets the fundamental.
Doctrines are not religions, and beliefs are not religions.
Well, it meets the fundamental premise.
But so does everything else. That's not a religion. It's a doctrine. It's a belief. Communism.
We are talking over each other.
Communism,
unfortunately,
the religion. So the only things they have in common is that suffix of ism.
Hey, but it has in it theism. So it is dealing with God. Atheism.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Non-Jew.
I just want
to
say
so
this.
How does it conform to that of a religion? A religion means you have an institution where there are people congregating together and they're conforming to certain rituals. Where
well, that's what atheists do.
Right,
yeah,
on websites,
they
do. See, Joe, I was trying to give you a real-life situation, but you cut me off.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm telling you, when I go to an atheist website and they kick me off and I let them know that they're contradicting themselves, they're contradicting, because I say, listen to what you're talking about, you're dialoguing, and some of them say, if you believe in something, anytime you go through something
and you start believing,
that means that you're a Christian. He's saying that your mind process should go through a certain type of step. That is a ritual. They're telling you that your mind should go in a certain type of step.
There are lots
they
of
do,
rituals.
Man. I'm telling you what I know.
Mike,
don't
there are lots
tell me
of
what I know,
can
bro.
I
it doesn't necessarily.
Can I comment?
Oh my god! First of all, look, I'm gonna speak actuality and fact. Real life.
Oh,
if,
my god.
If they define
Man.
Themselves, they are and they practice certain things. They define
there are millions
themselves.
Of atheists.
Can I say
are
something real quick?
Just calling somebody an atheist is the answer to your question.
Yeah.
Just calling somebody an atheist is the answer
to
your question.
The answer to this
okay,
just calling somebody an atheist is the answer to your question.
Okay, Michael, enough.
Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all I wanted to say. This is what I wanted to say in reference to what Joe is saying.
You have a nice voice over the phone, by the way, man. You really have a real nice voice over the phone.
This is what I wanted to say in reference to what Joe is saying, because I want to get to the bottom of what he is saying, which is my point. The absence of a belief is a benign, non-active status. There is no belief system involved. There's no system of atheistic belief. I say again, there's no rituals, no practices, no rules, and no fucking set of doctrines or dogma. Therefore, there's only a conviction that there's no God, and that's not the primary characteristic of being an atheist, because they don't concern themselves with gods. So it's not a faith, which
okay,
is an unquestioning
belief.
Okay,
so if you want to believe that, which I say is false, because, see, atheism cannot muster the power of what it actually denies. See, it's a tag-along. It is, by definition, inferior. And all they're doing is they have created what you call an ancillary artery, as it were, to be in denial. But in being in denial, they actually, you've heard the old adage that what you hate, you become. Have you ever heard that?
Rich, you're practicing sophistry again. An atheist doesn't have to practice religion. It doesn't have to conform to rituals. It doesn't have to
That's
be a
true.
Part of an institution.
Wait. Joe, what you're saying is wrong. To the extent
an atheist,
wrong, how is it wrong?
When you're saying denial, an atheist is only asking those who believe, show me proof.
Wait, hold on. Now, he made his statement. To the extent that they can, they do. There's only
there
so
may
much
be plenty
an
of those
is
that
going
do,
to be able to do because they are operating from a contrary standpoint.
You cannot
but
put millions of atheists
standpoint.
Under one umbrella.
But see, Shasta, you make no sense. See, the thing of it is,
I'm asking the same fucking question that Joe's been asking. It ain't no fucking difference. How
you
is atheism constituted as religion? It's the
and
same thing.
And I'll try to let
the
you know why.
Is, if
see,
it was a religion already, then it wouldn't be the topic, because the topic is atheism drifting towards being a religion? If it was already a religion, we wouldn't have to have the topic.
No, we still can have the
topic. Hold up. It is. It's always been. It's always been. Just by all this.
Somebody on the line.
Feminism drifting
towards a
strong, independent woman. You wouldn't have to have that topic because feminism is already defining itself as females who are strong and independent. It's not such thing as drifting toward. It's a fait accompli as far as feminism is concerned. And as far as atheism is concerned, we wouldn't have the topic because if it was already a religion, you wouldn't need to ask a question about something that already exists as a completed
Solution. You've been talking. I'm gonna ask you: is atheism is it a belief? Yes or no, Joe?
Atheism is a belief, and that it's a lack.
No. I'm asking you: is it a yes or no question? That's a yes.
Well, there are some questions which aren't yes or no, Mike.
It is a yes or no question. You can
know.
Really.
It's a yes or no question which you want, but
yes.
It's not a yes
or no question.
Ms. Solution, you're an attorney.
Hold on a minute, Michael.
Well, wait a minute, right here, let me show you something. Joe, I'm going to encourage you, as a general principle, to look this word up, because I think you have a light grasp of the word. Here
well,
it is, it says
it.
Right here, doctrine. Now I'm looking up the word doctrine. It says here, something that is taught, teachings collectively, religious doctrine. That's the definition of doctrine.
No, it isn't. Oh. You know what,
well,
Rich?
Okay,
you have
now,
a you're
making up your own definition, your own lexicon.
And you take a look
at
the
synonym. Excuse me, Bob.
And it's not a
fucking
religion.
And
you
like to
interchange
different words, different synonyms.
You just finished reading that definition.
Everybody cannot talk at the same time.
It's still saying the same shit. A body or system of teaching relating to a particular subject, the doctrine of the Catholic Church. Atheism is a doctrine.
Man, read your definition. You said atheism is
Rich,
having no belief in what? In what, man?
Atheism is the
whatsoever.
Absence of belief.
Belief in
but
what?
It's a belief.
Belief in no. I want her to finish. Listen, y'all not getting to my point. I want her to finish the definition. She's not finishing the definition.
We've already had thousands. Of
no, I want her to finish. No. It's
on.
No, I want her. What does it mean, ma'am?
You
have to say the word God. You know you do.
Oh my God, we've went over what the definition of atheism was so many times during this conversation, and I actually agree. I actually agree with what the fuck Joe is saying.
There's
no correlation between atheism and religion.
Your definition is saying that they do have a belief.
No, my definition is not saying that they have a belief. My definition.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's do this because this is a meaningless conversation.
Exactly.
You have Joe and Shasta. You know, this is amazing in and of itself. It's a miracle.
She says she's a Christian and she's not religious.
Hold on, Michael. Could you hold on a minute?
All I'm saying is that atheism is not a religion.
We have Joe and Shasta.
Man, if you say you're a Christian and you're not religious, now I can't
it
even.
It
doesn't matter.
I can't even talk to you on that.
Yes,
he is
I'm a somebody
that has
religion,
a lack
man.
Of belief in religion. All
I don't think you're a Christian, Shasta. I would say you're not a Christian. You're
is
a
that they ask the religionists, the God believers, to prove there's a God. There is no proof there's a God.
You don't
anybody.
Want to accept the proof. Say that.
What
you don't
proof?
Want. What would you accept as proof, Joe?
I would accept a being with supernatural powers showing me those supernatural powers.
Okay, creation. Creation.
And that's another thing. Just because people don't know the answer to how creation came about, they automatically assume that there's a God.
Well, no. Well, okay, let's go back to the original question because
okay.
you've got. Okay, what evidence would you accept for God?
I just told you, Rich.
Okay, but you meandered. Okay, tell
I
me again and
a supernatural
so there won't be an interruption.
That shows
what evidence would you accept for God, Joe?
A supernatural creature that has supernatural powers.
Okay, what would Joe accept for proof of God?
What was it that I said that you didn't understand?
You're not making any sense. We already have what you said.
Natural creature that displays supernatural powers would show me that if this person said, I am God, and did supernatural things with those supernatural powers, I would say, you know what? That's a God.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does he have to show you personally, or can it be documented?
No, it can be documented.
It's in a book. Read the Bible.
And then Superman should be your God because the documentation, all those comic books.
That's stupid, Joe. That's the lowest damn argument you've
ever you're taking a book and using
analogy.
It as circular reasoning. You're saying, here's the book, therefore there's God. That by itself is stupid, Rick.
It's stupid as shit. It's
hold on, hold
hell.
On. Now, I want to hear what you're saying, Joe.
Because you
me.
Haven't even researched it. You don't even
okay,
know where that book comes from, sir. You
Mike,
don't even
Mike,
know. The
Michael,
would you just be quiet for a minute? Shut down for one moment. Okay,
what's
Joe, I want to hear your point about the comic book.
Exists because I believe in comic books versus what religionists believe exists by the Bible.
So you understand there's fiction and nonfiction, correct?
Yeah.
That is the most stupid argument, Joe, I've ever heard you make. You know Superman is not proposing to
nonfiction?
Be real.
You can prove that the Bible, simply because the Bible exists.
And hold on. Before you go further,
do you realize that there are
hold
missing
on, Joe,
books in the Bible?
Before we go further, you know that Superman is not purporting to be real, correct?
Well, for you, it's not real. What if somebody wants to believe in it?
That's not the point, Joe. I'm talking to
point.
You. You're bullshitting me now.
You do know that there are
Superman
missing books
does
of the
not
Bible, right? You do know that the Vatican has, what, about 13 missing books of the Bible? So if the Bible has
and
a bunch of
before you go
missing
into
books,
all those meandering,
why are you believing in a bunch of books and where there are a bunch of other books missing from this particular book?
Okay,
right.
We can talk about that as a separate issue, but let's talk about the silly argument that you just raised. Superman has never been purported to be other than a comic book hero, correct?
No, there have been plenty of people who are nuts who believe in Superman and a lot of other supernatural
people. Look, I'm not talking to those nuts people. I'm talking to Joe. You raised
religious
the argument.
Religious people
can,
are nuts.
Let me say this. You can withdraw the argument if you choose, but you
I
raised that nonsensical argument.
I'm saying that if anybody wants to choose to believe that a certain supernatural, such as Superman, who was somewhat supernatural, is not really supernatural,
hey,
he really has superpowers.
You're evading the issue. I'm
it's
talking
I'm not
about
the
you.
Issue.
Do you
it's
choose
the Superman
that Superman was a real person.
Does Superman exist?
I'm asking you.
No.
Okay, that's the point. So don't look.
But,
that is a
no,
nonsense. That is an irrelevant and
point,
immaterial
Rich.
Argument. And
if
it shows
Superman
how weak your
exist.
Overall argument is.
Hold on, Reg. I'm using logic.
No, that's bullshit. That's false logic.
But if somebody says that Superman exists because
I'm talking
they
to you. I'm not talking to somebody else. I'm talking to Joe.
Don't throw double personality on me. I'm using the argument of anybody. I'm introducing because that's relevant.
I'm not even talking to Michael. I'm talking to Joe. So I'm saying...
Okay, so you're talking to me, and I'm introducing an argument.
Okay,
so
don't bring up
I'm
a bullshit
then.
Argument that you
it's
know
not a
is
bullshit
irrelevant
argument
and
because
immaterial.
The argument I'm introducing is circular. The fucking argument that people who believe in religion is absolutely circular. You have
I ask you a question. I started out asking you this question. What evidence for God would Joe accept?
And
you
I
brought up
you.
This nonsensical bullshit about Superman.
No. I said a supernatural creature that it displays supernatural powers.
I'm trying to get
and
a picture,
you
Joe,
ask
and
whether
I want
or not
you guys
I
to
have
follow
to
me
see
on
it
this.
Myself or whether or not it has to be documented. It would have to be documented.
Okay, but listen,
then
let's not talk over each other.
The
I'm trying to get clarity from you because I've always asked people this question. The evidence that you need a supernatural being.
What do you need for a God to exist?
The
Bible. What do you need? The Bible.
I have sufficient. I have both science and I have,
you
the,
have
the,
science.
The scriptures.
What scientific evidence is there that God exists?
Creation.
No, all that says is that creation, Mars, Jupiter, all of what's in the universe exists. That does not in any way, except for the minds of those who need a God, display the fact that there is a God.
I think that's an absolutely dumb argument, and I'm going to tell you why.
So you're saying that because the
universe
exists.
Okay, wait a minute. You made your statement. Let me make mine. Allow me to make mine. All right, okay. The universe is an effect. One of the most definitive laws in science is cause and effect. Now, if the
except
universe is an effect, my question is, what caused it? Go ahead.
All right, so what caused it? You're a religionist. What caused it?
All right, it had to be a supernatural being.
It would have
because
to be.
Of the,
it
size.
The
key word you just said, hey,
it absolutely has
that
to be a supernatural being.
Oh, Michael, I'm going to ask you to just be quiet for a moment. Maybe you can learn something.
So what created the supernatural creature?
All right, this is the point. Hold on a minute. We don't want to get into infinite regression. Let's just...
Why
let's
not?
Just,
that's part of the argument.
I want to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question. All right. Now, the scope and size of the universe, as measured by scientists, is basically infinite. It is tremendous. So it would take a being of infinite power or a source. Let's just say a source. You don't want to say God. It would take a source of infinite power to create and to maintain the type universe we observe. Go ahead.
Okay, that's your presupposition.
That's not my presupposition. That is
in science. Of course
it
is. Why
science
can't the universe, wait a minute,
they
you're automatic, are you not
the,
assuming, or did you not say that the universe has to have been created by a supernatural force? That's your
oh,
argument.
No, you misconstrued what I said. I
what
said the
say?
Universe, this yeah. is science, Joe, science. The universe is an effect in science, the fundamental premise and principle.
It's cause and effect, and then you said.
Wait a minute, you're interrupting me. Okay, you go ahead, and then I'll go ahead.
Okay. You said, therefore, it has to have been created and maintained by a supernatural force. Yes.
No, I'll repeat what I said. Okay, what I said was this, is that the universe is, by definition, an effect. Now we have to ask the question, what caused this effect?
So what caused it?
Well, I'm going to say... it had to be a supernatural source, given
which is
the
what
scope.
I fucking said.
Huh?
Which is what I said.
And you rule kingdoms with
Jesus,
that philosophy.
Jesus,
they rule
you
kingdoms and enslave people and all that type of stuff. With that, what you just said. Listen to what you just said. And look what that caused. Look at all the wars and everything. Wow.
Michael, would you be quiet a minute?
I have
please.
Learned something.
This is what you said. It has to have been created and maintained by supernatural forces, which is what I said a couple of minutes ago, which is what you said.
But wait a minute. Michael
okay.
interrupted some of what you were saying.
Oh, forget
Joe.
About what Michael interrupted tonight. You heard me. The thing
well,
is
well, what
that,
the hell are you saying? Number one, I've already number one, let me say this. Let me go ahead and make a statement.
Said.
Number one, Joe, this is the weakest argument you've ever presented. You're
no,
putting shit
isn't.
On this
Chris,
argument.
You just don't want to accept. I just repeat it back exactly.
No,
what
it
you
is
said.
Is you raised this bullshit argument about Superman. You pulled that directly out of your rectum.
Rich, you have to keep quiet.
Hold on. You know that is a
stupid
ass argument.
It's not a
stupid
argument, and you're talking over me because you know it isn't. You
fact
have to
wait a minute. The fact
there
of the matter is
you
don't know what you would want as evidence for God's existence. And you
that's
operate in total confusion on that issue.
Okay. You can't continue to interrupt me if you want me to make my point.
I was trying to make my point, so go ahead
I
and make your
finished.
Point.
You have to keep quiet, Rich.
Okay, don't tell me to keep quiet.
Because
just go ahead and make your
to.
Fucking
you
point.
You keep interrupting.
There's an overlap. Make your
the
point
overlap
now.
The overlap is because you keep interrupting. If you don't interrupt, I can finish. Here's the thing. You said cause and effect. I agree with you. Then I said to you, what's the cause? And you said it has to have been created and maintained by a supernatural force, which is what I repeated back to you, but then you didn't confirm it. You went on your rant. Here's the thing. It's a presupposition. You have to believe that. Other people have to believe that. Why can't it be, since we already know that the universe is already out there, we've already seen completed astral creation, such as the moon, stars, Jupiter, already completed. Why can't it have been a completed universe? Why does it have to come from the Big Bang? And if it comes from this particular God you're talking about, who created this God?
Okay, very good. Damn,
well, can I add to something, though? Can I add something to that?
No,
because
Mike.
Okay. Well, as a misillusion, I just want to add something to that.
Mike, this is between me and Rich right now, right?
Thank you. Yes. Now, I'm going to answer your first question last. I'm going to ask your last question first.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, to get away from the issue of infinite regression, we have to understand that the definition of God, by definition, means that God does not have a creator. God is a being that is that exists within his own power. In other words, to have a creation at all, something has to have what we call a aseity, a self-existence, and therefore from a self-existent, all-powerful, omnipotent, omniscient being, one gets a creation. Now, the problem with what you just said, there's no known system or even a conceivable system that could create a universe of the scope, and we use a term called the anthropic principle. And Brian Green quoted part of the anthropic principle. The universe has a tuning to the – there's a little bit of background noise. The universe has a tuning, Joe, to the – what it
there
is. It's a decimal point with 122 zeros and then a 1. And if any of those zeros are moved – would change the nature of the universe. It would not allow life. In other words, stable atoms could not form.
Let me know when you finish with
the solar system could not exist because the power of gravity would be too strong or too weak. If you decreased it, it would be too strong. And if you increased it, it would be too weak. I maybe have those reversed, but that's my point. Those values are very, very, very precise. So the point is that you have a being that is uncreated, that exists in and of, and to use an anthropomorphic term, that exists in and of himself. And to just carry it a little bit further is to say
Rich,
that
can you ever make a point without taking 5 minutes?
Well, Well, I mean, I'm answering. You took.
Yeah, I know,
you
but can you
yourself,
ever make
so don't a give me this bullshit
point
argument.
Without ever taking five
Wait a
minutes.
Minute. I've responded to what you said adequately.
Okay, so let me know. Are you finished now?
Yeah.
All right. First off, the definition of that guy.
Time your own ass
oh,
now, so you won't
God,
raise
Rick,
this.
You're finished. You're finished. The definition of God means, from where you're getting, is coming from a religious standpoint. It's not coming from a scientific standpoint.
It is.
So
well, okay. Well, what's the definition of God from a scientific standpoint?
That argument is already blown.
Well, no, what
secondly,
is your definition
Rich,
of God from
Rich,
a scientific standpoint?
Rich. Secondly, you're saying, let's take the infinite regression.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go there, let's solve this particular issue. What you said I'm defining God from a religious standpoint is not from a scientific point. You define it from a scientific standpoint.
There is no God.
Oh, that's stupid. But go
no,
ahead.
No, it isn't. You just don't want to fucking believe in it.
No, that's stupid.
Man.
The evidence dissuades me. But go ahead.
Rich, stop calling people stupid when you're the one with the fucking
dumbass
argument.
The argument is insufficient and lacking.
Your
okay,
argument don't have any real foundation.
I
your
don't
argument
cause
that,
and effect.
Your argument is that, well, words have definitions. Let's use the definition. You're using the definition out of context.
But
that
you're using definitions. Well, you refuse to
your
give it.
Your definition of a god is from a religious standpoint.
Oh,
therefore,
it's from,
it already
it, look,
has
it's from a linguistic
there,
and etymological standpoint.
Science has not
standpoint.
Proven there's a god. Science has only proven there's a universe. You're making the assumption, and it's an assumption, that because the universe exists, there has to have been a supernatural force.
Therefore, where did it come from?
Oh, God,
what's your
Rich,
explanation of where
Rich,
it came from?
Stop interrupting me, because I don't interrupt you.
No, you do interrupt me. Where did the universe
you
come
don't,
from?
I
that's my basic
alone.
Piece of our Rich, evidence.
You got to shut the fuck
man,
up.
Man, mute him, man. You are interrupting Mr. Solution.
My basic piece of evidence. Where
Rich,
did the universe come
to
from?
Shut
tell
the
me.
Fuck up, because the more you talk, the more
no, tell me where the universe came from. You're talking out of your ass. Tell
me
where the universe came from.
Shut
oh,
the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, okay. All right. We're going to stop it right there.
Oh, man, that's
Rich,
not fair,
funny.
Man. He didn't ever ask this question.
Hush, Michael.
Wow. An answer.
Hey, we got tomorrow night.
Wait, hold on. Eric, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Doesn't have an answer. This is the weakest. I've talked to Joe a lot. Joe
oh,
is
this is not a weak
on this
argument,
answer.
Rick.
Joe doesn't have an answer, and he is he's sandbagging
Rick,
is
Rick.
What he's doing.
You gotta learn to keep quiet so other people can get.
I want you to tell me where
and
the universe
then,
came from,
Rick,
Eric. If you don't mind, let him
up.
Tell us where
Rick,
the universe
do
came
you,
from.
Do you not ask people to keep quiet when you are pontificating?
Joe, go ahead. You're being a bitch now.
I'm not
answer
being
the question.
A bitch.
Where
I'm just
did
telling
the universe
you to shut the
from?
Fuck up so you can learn. Here's the thing. I've already given you my particular arguments. Your arguments is founded upon presuppositionalism, which means you believe there's a God because you believe there's a God.
No, that's
is,
true. That's
no.
wrong. I gave you the, where
all
did
right,
the universe
on.
Come from? Where did
you
it come
contradict
from?
Contradict me if there's anything to contradict. There is no scientific evidence that there's a God. Do not interrupt. Also, presuppositionalism is a stupid fucking argument. Because
not
it's, just it's just like the Superman argument. It's a
no,
circular
no, that's
argument.
Stupid. In
Rich,
other words, Eric, you can go ahead and end the program
Rich,
if you care
gotta,
to. Joe's talking out of his
know
ass. He doesn't have an answer.
Rich, I'll let you know when I'm finished. In the meantime, could you gag yourself?
Thanks. But, Joe, I'm asking you to answer the question. Where did the universe
Rick,
yeah, come from? You're talking
you
out of your ass.
Do you not know the definition of interrupt?
No. You're sandbagging. Where did the universe come from?
Sandbagging
just tell
has
me.
No context in this conversation. I'm not sandbagging. Sandbagging means to blindside you. I'm not blindsiding you. Rick, you got to use vocabulary properly in its proper
okay,
context.
Okay, Joe,
well.
Tell me where the universe came from. You have no answer.
Exactly.
You're full of shit.
Because science does not
obfuscating.
The
you're
answer.
Obfuscating. That's what you're doing.
No,
tell me where the universe came from.
There is no answer.
Aha! That's my point.
Well,
I knew it. Thank you.
Okay, so now I can continue on without interruption? Good. Your particular argument is a foundation of no scientific evidence whatsoever. It's all presuppositionalism, which is a circular argument, which is the argument of people because they don't know the answer, they want to try to find an answer because somehow it gives them comfort, supernatural comfort. There is no scientific answer to how the universe was created. Since there is no scientific answer to how the universe was created, we still have to find out. The definition of God is, from your definition, is founded from people who are God believers. Okay, I can say the same thing about Hercules. That doesn't mean that Hercules exists. The thing is, you have to have proof. For anything to absolutely exist, you have to have absolute proof. There is no absolute proof that God exists. Without that absolute proof, we still have to wonder if God exists or not. Not because we want some worldly supernatural father.
Okay, now, let me know when you're finished because I don't want to respond to you.
I'm finished.
Okay, good. First of all, you talk about absolute proof. There's no absolute proof that you exist, okay? The point is this. I'm going to show you how much I know about presuppositionalism. There are two forms of presuppositionalism. One is presuppositionalism of method. That is the scientific method. The other, which Joe was referring to, that he said refers to me, and you all can draw your own conclusion, that is called presuppositionalism of substantive content, which he is primarily guilty of on this particular issue. I got to give him credit. I respect Joe on a lot of the issues that he says. But this is an issue that he is fully dysfunctional in. And like he said, he doesn't know where the universe comes from. And notice, he's a lazy ass, and he doesn't want to find out.
Now, if I were you, I would interrupt right now.
I'm not finished. Let me finish.
I said if I were you.
Let me finish by your own definition.
I'll let you go ahead.
Thank you. But now the point
is, I'm not you.
Is that
I'm going to interrupt anyway because this is what you do to me.
Okay, all right. We're getting out of hand.
I wanted to all have right. some fun. I mean, he interrupts me. I interrupt him.
All right, well, look here. No, this is
all
wonderful.
Right.
I love this, actually. This is do we have another minute or so, Eric?
Okay, 1 minute. Well, two
okay.
minutes.
That's well, see, this is the thing, is that, see, Joe, in his infinite wisdom, as it were, well, let me just be candid, in his limited wisdom, he has chosen to give up looking for the most important being in the universe, and he's just allowed himself to acquiesce.
Another assumption.
Wait a minute, hold on. He's allowed himself to acquiesce to the lowest common denominator, which is ignorance. I would encourage Joe to re-energize himself and get back on his horse of discovery and come
well,
to understand
way.
Who the greatest being in
yes,
the universe
the
is and how
greatest
he
being
might
that
relate
never lived.
To him.
Let's do this.
Well,
contradictions. You cannot have a grand contradiction. The definition of a God, the Christian God, the Jesus Christi of gods, is that he's all-powerful, all-knowing, he's omnipresent, he's all-merciful.
Omniscient and, he's ubiquitous.
If he's
omniscient, omnipresent.
Right.
And
if he's all that,
yes.
And that particular type of God could not allow this world to be the way that it is. It's impossible.
That's wrong. That's
you
wrong.
Cannot
and
free
I think
will
that's
argument,
where your
and
error
you cannot use
enters.
That God works in mysterious ways argument. Those arguments
okay.
are
all
lame.
Right.
No. I tell you what, I have an excellent retort
right.
to that.
All right.
And I know we may not have, but look here, just in brief, Eric, do we have time for me to respond to what he just said?
Okay, you got 1 minute, Mr. Solution, 1 minute.
That's not enough for Rick. You need about
what
10.
I call the sine qua non argument of the atheist is that how could there be this being, all-loving God, that allows evil? Well, the point of it is that God initially set up a standard where there would not be evil.
Human he's supposing there's a God.
God's standard. Now, what God is doing now, in my perspective, based on the book of Job, is proving his
proving
right.
This is my point, Rich. You're still doing circular reasoning. You cannot go back to a book to show that there a God exists.
Yeah, yes, I can, because, see, there's more than one kind of evidence. There's scientific evidence. There's historical evidence. There's emotional evidence. And, see, you're not allowing for the historical evidence.
All
see, even science uses historical evidence.
All right. We're gonna have to pick this up again tomorrow night, okay?
But hey, great discussion. I'm energized, let me tell you. Thank you.
We're gonna have to pick this up tomorrow night. I think y'all said everything. Y'all should have everything else left to say.
No, so we got more to say. Don't
no,
worry
that's
about
okay.
That.
Okay. I want to say thank you to both of y'all for closing the show out. That's boy, I tell you, I can't wait till tomorrow night. I know I can't. All right, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, hey,
all right,
have
good
a good
night,
day.
All.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever.
All right, once again, y'all, another great show. Let's talk. Started crazy, got soft in the middle, and then picked right back up. I tell you, man, this thing about religion is something else. Oh, Lord, Hammer. It's about as bad as personal relationships, but you know what? We need to talk about it. We really do. And, yeah, it's going to be some heated exchanges, but, you know, it is what it is. That makes the show good. There's another thing I want to talk about. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not letting anybody disrespect anybody, okay? So if you call into the show and you start calling names, and, you know, everybody know, I mute everybody. You know, I'm not trying to pick favorites. However, for you to accuse me of, you know, allowing you to get attacked and you the one who started it, I'm not going for that, all right? That's all I'm saying to that. Anyway, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Freedom Fun Friday. And we're going to pick up where we left off right here today. So until then, I'll see y'all all there. And don't forget to hug that special someone. Tell them you love them, you care about them, and you need them in your life. All right? Until then, tomorrow night, I'm out of here. Talk, let's talk.